Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hello. How are you doing here on this Thursday? It is Dave and Chuck the Freak, and we thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciated. Let's start with a little knowledge nugget.
All right.
If you will. Pumpernickel. Anyone like?
Yes, I like pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Well, in old German, that literally translates to devil's flatulence. Because
I love that too.
Older people found it hard to digest.
Oh, so they were.
When it was first introduced, and it really gave them the farts.
Wow.
So they called it the devil's.
Fart bread, basically.
Yeah. It's like.
I have a new favorite bread.
Yeah.
See ya, Wonder White Bread.
I'll Hope have some corned beef on the devil's flatulence, please.
Oh, man. Want to call it that now if it's an option.
You go straight up Wonder White Wonder Bread, huh?
Yeah, well, it's usually store brand.
Yeah.
Whatever's the cheapest white bread.
The devil's flatulence sounds like a spell in Elden Ring.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I finally got it. I'm level 40. I've got the devil's flatulence.
Yeah, I don't believe bread has ever made me toot.
Oh, well. I mean
cheesy bread for cheesy you. Bread, yeah, it has for you, I guess. Okay, but I.
It's a lot of fiber in pumpernickel.
I don't know.
Do you know, I only really. I believe in when it's like dried up.
It's one of those really occasional things, right?
It's not an everyday bread. No. I think the only time I've had it, 1.3 grams of fiber. So not
you ever get that like multi-snack pack thing where there's all sorts of different types of snack, little pretzels, and then like there's this little brown.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
The pumpernickel is always in there, and that's that's my favorite piece to grab.
It is pretty good.
So that's usually where I encounter it.
There's a restaurant we go to that occasionally, when they bring out bread in the basket, there'll be like some pumpernickel.
Yeah, I've been to a restaurant where they did that, hit you with the pumpernickel.
I know. Mm-hmm. Don't hit me with the pumpernickel.
Well, now that I know that they're. You know, no wonder they want to move you along, because they can't have you there too long if it's like fart bread. You know, it's like, get them out, get them out. I don't know why we did that.
And usually if you ask for a refill, they never bring you more pumpernickel. They just give you more of the white bread.
Yeah.
Hmm. Someone said a Reuben on pumpernickel is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I go with rye generally with my Reubens.
Similar to rye.
Yeah, I would say it is too, yeah.
So look out for the devil's flatulence if you're a fan of.
Have no idea.
I didn't either. I see this becoming a new trend, unfortunately. I mean, I guess it's kind of cute or whatever.
What?
But there's this thing that's taken off, and we posted a video yesterday. They call it the father dogter dance. So that at weddings now, guys are lifting up their dogs and dancing with them for a song.
Okay.
Here's a little taste of one that just happened in Philadelphia.
Yes, he is. Come on. Round of applause, everybody.
Look at the dogs. What in Christ?
I could never lift my dog like that.
No.
Chuck, could you lift Hershey like that?
No.
Too big. That dog looks like a pretty big dog, though. I wonder how much he
is.
He
is a big dog. Yeah, it's probably 85, 90.
Yellow lab.
Yeah.
You know when they put their arms straight out like that, they're not comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, they're not enjoying it.
I like the attention, though. Everyone looking at the
food. Yeah, I like that, but
He's like, I can see everyone's food.
Yeah, what can I get?
I mean, everyone's going to kick out of it, but his suit's going to be just full of dog hair.
Too long, too, right?
Like, I don't know.
Not the whole song.
People don't.
DJ.
I
hate this wedding, except I love the dog there. I'm the only one that saves it.
The dog's like, get me out of this wedding.
But that went viral, so that'll become a thing now, right? Once people see it.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not even once people see it. It's once people see that this clip got a certain amount of views, then that's
what I mean, because this went viral.
Yeah.
And people got attention for it.
One of my favorite videos is one of the trainers, one of the expert dog trainers, not Caesar.
Oh.
a younger guy. I can't think of his name. He did like a master class in it. Well, his wedding video, he had his dogs walk down and they went crazy. And he was like, I didn't train these dogs.
Oh, funny.
They went wild. I died.
And he was like, he's known waiting. For his dog training.
Yes. Yeah. I can't think of his name right now, but he's very well known for his dog training. Oh, I died.
So
it's made me feel better. I'm like, okay, if your dogs are out of control and you're a master dog trainer or whatever.
So they were just not as well behaved in that setting as he was hoping.
Yeah. Is it McCann? What is his name?
Mm. It's funny. There's all these articles on how to train your dog to be part of your wedding.
Oh, gosh. Let's talk about stress.
I know. It's hard enough to have little kids walk down the aisle. Never mind dogs. Yeah. This one's got a tuxedo on.
I mean, my dog at the time when I took that plunge had a tuxedo.
Aww.
And cute. But
I forgot.
It's like waiting outside.
Yeah,
you don't make him a part of.
He was
the
outside
thing.
The church.
He was outside, so when we came out, he was dressed in a tux, and you got to give him
That's
a hello, and then you know.
Brandon McMillan is his name, the dog trainer. No one's heard of him.
I haven't.
He's a younger guy.
It comes up right away. Yeah. How much does it cost to train a dog at Brandon McMillan? Oh, not bad.
No. And honestly, like even...
Does he have like a chain of places now?
Oh, I don't know. He's online. He has maybe a show or something.
Okay, so Jameson 7 now. It's too old, right? I can't train him anymore.
No, it's done. It's over.
Right. Like, he'll always hate other dogs. There's nothing I can do.
No, I think they can break a dog.
You think so?
Yeah,
at 7 years
do.
Old?
I
wouldn't put him through that, though.
No, you don't at have seven. To. But I do think, like, if you sent him somewhere and they had 2 weeks with him, he'd come back and be different. But then he'd be so different that you'd be like, oh, God, what did I do to my dog?
No.
The best thing to do is do it early so you're like just building
it's embarrassing to take. I want to take him for a walk all the time. It's embarrassing. He barks and goes crazy at every dog we pass. It's just embarrassing.
He's always been like that, too.
Yeah. I mean, there's times when he's not too bad, but generally he's bad.
I run into a lot of little dogs like that.
They're very insecure about the, like they have to. They're using their bark and stuff as a force multiplier. They want to like scare everything around them because I believe they somewhere deep inside know I'm little.
You'd think. I mean, he acts like he's a 140-pound German Shepherd.
That's it, though.
But he's 14 pounds of fury.
Yeah, they feel like they have to. It's always the biggest dogs are generally like, wow, that dog doesn't make a peep.
The only time he'll stop is if I lift him up and put him under my arm and then I totally emasculate him, right?
Yeah. Like, because you're the big dog.
Yeah. Listen, you're not going to bark right now. But that's so, to me, that's embarrassing that I have to pick up my dog and put him under my arm.
They have like these collars that aren't like shock collars, obviously, but they like
the vibrating collars.
There's vibrating ones, but there's ones that like spray a thing and it's an unpleasant smell to them.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen the spray one. I've always just
stopped.
Shock collar, baby.
No way.
That's the first thing you do. The thing is, if you've ever gone through these dog trainer things, so the shock collar that I have for all my dogs that I've ended up having later in life, they're like, all right, so grab the collar, put it in your hand. They're like, we'd never, ever... do something to your dog that you don't know what's about to happen. So what you realize is that those shock collars, they call them shock collars. It's like one of those TEMS machines.
Yeah, that's what you just said, vibrating. It vibrates.
It's just like,
but it's not like shocking and hurting.
No,
them.
What it does is it constricts a muscle in their neck, right? And they're like, what in the world? Because to them, it's magic.
Right.
Right? Like their neck just goes like, why is that flexing? You know, and when you hold it in your hand, you're like, okay, it doesn't.
I could never do those trainings. I don't.
Yeah.
I never could send my dog there. That's why I struggle because we
had a bad experience. We had, you know, booked him in for training when he was a puppy. And this woman was nuts. And like I watched one as she was hurting him and I couldn't do it. Like I'm like, no, he's not going to stay there. Like I was kind of rude to the woman, but...
Douglas is really good with little dogs. In the puppy training that we went to, he was the one that was like, okay, like, get the little dogs used to to big dogs.
Right.
Because he gets on his back and he's, you know, he's great with them. So maybe we'll bring Douglas and
Jameson.
Well,
there you go. Yeah.
He can get used to.
He'll have like 10 minutes of fury and then he calms down. Once he realizes, oh, this dog's not going anywhere.
I can't keep dogs over.
You know, then he's like, all right, whatever. I'll just pee on him a little bit and then
it sends a message.
I'm dominating you.
It sends a message.
All right,
I pissed on you, now you can stay.
Yeah. I mean, it is, dogs are always going to be dogs, right? Like, so like Hershey, if you put a pizza in front of him, he's going to eat the whole pizza. But I don't need a leash to walk him. Right. And I can say,
come.
And he comes. Right.
Yeah.
Which is, to me, that's what, out of everything, that's what made it worth it. That I can have both dogs off a leash and say, come. And they come.
Oh, no.
And that's,
I say, come, Jason.
That's
my dog would end up in the water. Like,
yeah, is there water?
We walk around water.
That's,
and there'd
it.
Be no way. He would,
Jason would end up in Ohio.
I mean, he just goes,
yeah, like, you see honestly, him. He starts hitchhiking. I saw him. I saw him on the road.
Bye.
Is that Jameson?
Yeah.
I think he's in Ohio.
He's got his dog thumb. I think it's up here. It's up. I've seen it.
It's, I don't know. He's a different guy. And he's never once pooped in our house. Never once.
Oh.
And I remember years ago, we took him to a friend's house. They had a dog. And he walked up to the dog, and he wasn't going crazy. I'm like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I turn the corner and then he starts sniffing around. Turn the corner. What's he doing? Pooping right in their dining room.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
in that territory.
Take that.
He's like, Ohio, their dog. Yeah.
I own this place now.
Wow. This is my floor now.
This is mine.
Like, Jerry, what's up? It was so embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty bad. Oh, all your toys are mine.
Bring the dog over, they drop a deuce.
Yeah.
Right there in their dining room.
Oh, yeah.
Where we were going to have dinner.
Yeah.
That is funny. It's funny that he takes a deuce and he's like, hey, he's got me a new house.
Yeah.
Mine, yeah.
I got to make a couple renovations here real quick. This room I like.
Yeah, no. No trouble with dogs. Yeah, they're definitely crazy. Mm. We'll have to get Jameson and Douglas together and see how, during the show, you imagine.
We wouldn't be able to do a show.
And listen, I'll say this too. Like, you know, Hershey at one point was just the best dog. He was just the best dog. When Harold was brought into the mix, that all changed. He was like, no, I don't like this whole setup anymore. So now I believe a lot of his stuff is like acting out against the fact that he's not the only one anymore.
Yeah.
I really do.
Probably.
You know?
This is one of those lists where if you showed it to a teenager, they'd think you were just making stuff up. Someone came up with 40 things you'd only remember from your youth. If you're officially old now, sorry, I hate to do this to you, but it's going to make you feel officially.
I love saying these things to Dave, so.
Yeah, Chuck pulls them out lately.
Yeah.
I've really been having, like, funny. Man, we're getting older, huh?
Yeah.
I'll be like, do you know it's been 38 years
since this thing happened?
Yeah, like, he's like, what?
I hate him.
Yeah. Using a pencil to rewind a cassette tape.
Been there. You ever do the spin move to make it even faster? You would put it in and just
spin
do that.
It around. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
But again, our kids would think,
nope,
we are cavemen. Hearing someone yell, get off the internet, I need to use the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Cars used to need two different keys. This I don't remember. This was obviously before I started to drive.
Every time I find...
One for the door one for the engine.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. There was a round key and, a 1986 Buick, I think. You used to have the GM keys. One was square, one was round.
So round was door, square was engine, or
yep.
I blocked that out.
I don't recall
that.
I just found a set like that, and I'm like, oh yeah, the two keys, and it took me right back to my dad's like old Buick Century, which was before the Park Avenue.
Parents' station wagon had that growing up.
Yeah,
it must have been our parents' cars.
Mm-hmm. My first car had two keys.
Huh. Oh, did it really?
Yeah,
it was
a 94 Grand Prix.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Grand Prix, huh?
Yeah. I had the silver key to get in the door.
Yep.
And then I had, like, a black square key to put in the ignition to start it up.
So we had the same first car. Well, I mean, the Ford Tempo was my first car, but it only lasted a day, so I can't declare it my first car.
Yeah.
But then I had my first real car that actually lasted with a lot of electrical problems was the Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Yep.
White Pontiac Grand Prix.
Now, I think, so my mom eventually got a Grand Am. and that only had one key. So that was like right in the time when it made the switch.
It made the switch. When everyone's favorite treat was push-up pops. Basically, you were eating ice cream out of a toilet paper roll.
Oh, Stella still loves those.
Those are still
things.
Delicious.
They're but they still... don't do them with ice cream anymore, do they?
It's sherbet.
It's like sherbet, yeah.
Usually the Flintstones.
Yeah.
Flintstones push pops. Sometimes they get wacky and they put nerds in them and they're pretty delicious.
I've found there's no messier treat
than a push-up pop.
Oh, man. They just melt too quick for the amount
of... kids today.
You got to suck faster.
I know.
Maybe they don't really do ice cream anymore, just sherbet, but I guess they used to do ice cream in them, too.
Yeah, I remember them being orange.
That's all I remember.
Fruit-flavored. Printing out your directions on MapQuest. I mean, even that was just... We only did that for a year or two.
Yeah, right? I know someone who still prints them out.
Come on. Mm-hmm. MapQuest is not still a thing.
They're older.
I think we've asked this before.
No, it is a thing where I believe they got the... Like, I've seen someone arrive to baseball.
I haven't been on this website in, like, two decades.
Yeah. They, right now, they've just had a spike. They can't believe this.
Who's visiting our site?
Someone is on. We have hope.
We have one visiting.
We have shut down websites before, like old websites that no one goes to, and then they just can't handle the traffic.
But yeah, there it is.
Yep. No, I watched
every event we radio station event,
away.
We did.
It was helpful at the
time. You'd have to print it out because you'd be going places you've never been before.
It was helpful half the time because every once in a while, and it did it to me. And you ended up in the middle of a farmer's field. And it was like, well, they got something wrong, didn't they? They got something wrong.
Yeah. Having a notebook where you kept track of all your friends' phone numbers?
I just used to memorize them.
I had like a few of my friends memorized, but I had like a little black book.
Oh my God, I was going to say the same thing. I totally had a little black book with all the digits.
All the numbers.
Of the people I knew. If you wanted to watch a movie, you had to switch to channel 3. That was back before TVs had the input option.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Accidentally burning yourself with a car's cigarette lighter. So for the younger folks, now that's where you plug in a phone charger, if you have it. And most of them are going now, too, because they just have USB ports or USB-C ports.
I remember I was, pretty young, and I was in my dad's, I believe he had, like, a... It was the Millennium Falcon, we called it. Giant 1975 Monaco, gigantic beast. Oh, yeah. But it had a big cigarette lighter in the front. And he was off doing something. And I was like, man, I wonder how hot I can get this thing as a kid. And I'm like, I just held it in, holding it in. Then all of a sudden, everything starts smoking. I had to pull it out. I'm like, I almost just set this whole car on fire.
Wow.
It was as red hot lava. I was like,
they didn't care too much about safety in those days.
No, man. No. You could just push it.
You could just light your car.
Yeah, I know.
That's nuts. My dad's, I remember, I forget the car he had, Park Avenue or something.
Yeah.
But his, like, would shoot out if you didn't guard it.
Oh, yeah, they would shoot. Yeah, they would definitely pop.
But his pop, too. Like, his would
aggressive.
Fly into the backseat to wee David. And I'd be like, playing hot potato with it.
You couldn't touch that thing. Like, if you touch that thing... The steel part of it, you were doomed. It was the hottest thing on earth.
And cauterized your skin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So bad.
It was like a child killer, though. In my car, like, I was sitting in the back by myself, my mom and dad up front, my dad would pit it.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then my dad would just yell, pass it to me!
He's probably like, fire in the hole!
Finding out which movies were at your local theater by checking the newspaper or calling movie phone.
I miss movie phone.
Oh, see, like, I remember the newspaper. I remember, like, you'd flip to that page and, oh, look at that. There it is.
It's the only way you could really, I mean, besides movie phone.
There's only two places to go to back then. Like, it was like, you know, where I grew up, it was like.
Yeah, now there's only
go
one.
Go to the one or the other. Now is there just the one that the big one killed everything else? Yeah.
Well, one of the big ones shut down during COVID.
Oh, okay.
If you weren't listening to the radio, you were listening to something from your CD holder. That's another sign that you're old, and it probably attached to your car's sun visor. I remember that.
Oh,
put them up there.
You know, I just saw this girl on TikTok. She did something. It's kind of brilliant. She bought some guy's random CD book. You know, eventually we got those big giant binders. You could put like 9 CDs.
Yep.
And so she bought a full And she's like, I don't know any of this music.
Oh, like she bought it full of someone else's
CDs.
Full
of someone's CDs.
Wow, just and like for fun?
She's like, okay, the people like will put a number in. She says you put from 1 to say like 130, and then people put a number, and then she listens to that CD not knowing it. And it's kind of an interesting, it's like, you know, for us, because obviously we probably know the music.
Yeah.
But right. These kids have no idea.
So my dad's out of town right now. He's in Ireland visiting his family. Yeah. And so I've been helping my mom. She's taking this as an opportunity to get rid of some of his junk.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
Wait until he gets back.
Oh, boy.
I think he'll notice. Lose.
No, I think so. Because
oh, like, she's taking out. Yeah, she's
I took 10 them. Bags
yeah,
away.
Some yesterday. Drastic steps.
Right? Mm. But I'm fine. I know I'm a guy. Like when I go to their place, I don't look around. I don't like know what they've done, what's you know out of place.
Right.
There's piles of stuff in every corner that I'm like, how did I not notice this?
Yeah.
You know, they're just like, they just don't throw anything out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's the basket of stuff we gave you 3 Christmases ago. Yikes. You know, like, it's just all.
Yeah, I guess we're getting rid of that
Do you know
stuff.
What it is? There is a part of, like, human nature that something becomes, like, it's called, like, long-term clutter. That when something has been there for long enough, you just, your mind just is like, no, that's normal. And just, you move on. Like, it's called, you just see the pile and your brain doesn't even register it.
You just won't believe. That's why, but I found like CDs and CD players and a VHS machine. And, you know,
yeah.
I'm finding all these like, you guys aren't going to use any of this anymore,
no.
But they just don't want to let it go, right? My mom's great. She's like, get rid of it all.
So she let you get rid of a lot
yes.
of stuff? That's
yeah.
great.
10 bags worth of stuff so far. Still more to go.
What I've tried to tell some older people in my life about getting rid of stuff is like, it's okay to just throw it away, like, or donate it or do whatever. Because if you're like, oh my God, I have a CD I must listen to. I have to go buy a CD player then.
Right.
Go do something.
And you get it for like 20
but
bucks.
You know what? Moment's never going to happen. You're going to have to go buy that CD. Like, it's never going to happen that way.
You'll
have never, you ever
adopted
listened.
That? Because you held on to all that stuff, too.
What I've realized in my life is that everything in my space needs a place to go. And if it doesn't have a place to go, it rests until it has a place to go. So for me, it's like building shelving units but I'm way behind on all that.
Right.
You know,
lazy
so
baby.
Like I can't throw stuff out yet. I am like building places for things to go. Hmm. So that is.
So not really.
I don't know. No,
I just built like 2 gigantic like shelving units and. You know, like putting stuff away. But like I have a lot of boxes and the boxes just need to be like stored. And it's okay to put them in a place where I'm like, these are probably never going to be touched. And then after a certain amount of time, it's like, okay, well, I can throw them away. But I have, say, my boxes for my metal detectors. I still have them because if you want to sell them, they sell better if you have the box. Like most people don't just send you like, oh, here's loose parts and, you know. You're not going to get anything back for that.
I've realized, too, my parents were not. You know, some parents are amazing. They catalog their child's life and all their big moments from their first haircut. My parents were not like that at all. I found, like, a full-size suitcase full of photos. Like, a gigantic suitcase.
Oh, so
suitcase.
They just took all
they
the
took
photos.
All the photos,
but just shoved
them in a suitcase.
Oh,
I feel like
wow.
That's my parents, too. I haven't seen the photos in a long time.
There's
I have no
so
idea.
So many photos I've never even seen before.
See.
Oh, gosh.
I'm opposite because... My mom was like this, but there's 3 of us kids. For me, I have binders and photo albums and stuff written down underneath every photo. And then my sister has a couple things.
Right.
And then my brother.
Nothing.
He has nothing.
It does taper off. We were the same with our 2 kids. And what's weird with our 2 kids, it made the transition then from like printed photographs to digital. So all of a sudden, all our memories stop.
Yeah.
You know, after a certain time, because then they were all like in a computer or on a hard drive.
Thankfully, because there's not enough room for all the photo albums.
Well, and it's funny because in that way now, in the digital world, I almost have nothing of Rowan. But I have... computer drives full of Stella. Like Stella's birth coincided with you have a camera and video on
iPhone.
Your phone. Yeah.
iPhone,
yes. So it was just recorded. I've basically recorded her whole life. And it's just on these hard drives. Like terrible moments, good moments. It's all
but it's
recorded.
All there.
It's all there.
We're lucky that Amber's brother is a photographer, so he's captured some great stuff through the years that we would have totally missed out. But yeah, my childhood is in a suitcase, basically, I've realized.
Yeah.
All these pictures of me from like birth to, you know.
And organizing that would be so time consuming.
The worst. I started going through it. It was just like nostalgic. And then I'm like, oh my God, I had to close
it's
it.
Too
like,
much.
I'm going to spend all night in the suitcase. I got to get stuff done. But yeah, so my dad, we'll see if there's
fallout from that.
Standoff at the OK Corral when my dad gets back and realizes half of his junk is gone. Because
it's tough to touch a man's junk.
Not as tough as you think.
No, it is, especially when it's your dad. I'm like,
to touch your dad's junk.
Oh, yeah. God.
I found it fine.
Anything that I think he'd be nostalgic for, I'm like, all right, fine. I have like one part of the closet that I'm keeping like a to be determined section.
Yes.
But other stuff, I'm like, he'd probably even seen this in 10 years.
So he'd have a really big problem with throwing all this stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Or getting rid of
it. Because I've realized he's thrown nothing away.
Oh boy.
Yeah, because he sees the value in the little.
Yes.
He's holding on. I have that, so I can understand. Like, I've got a bag of cables. I haven't touched the bag of cables.
Oh, my dad has bags of everything.
And I know somewhere in my head, like, man, if I have to plug something in, you can get any cable you want on Amazon in one day.
But then, like, at the back of the closet, there's stuff, and he doesn't realize, so then he buys it again.
Right. Oh, yeah. I bought the same thing many
times. They have three Swiffer wet jets. They have two, you know, like, because it's hidden in the back.
Yeah,
of the
where'd
closet.
It go? Oh, it must have been gone.
Yeah. Two steam mops. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
We can clean 18 houses.
Oh, well. Yeah.
So that's been my fun.
Yeah.
The past few days. We'll see when my dad gets back if he kills me. But I told my mom, you blame it all on me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, David Hill's going to kill us. I'm like, Mom, you blame it on me to say David did it.
Yep.
And then, you know, he won't give me a hard time.
Or you're dead.
Or I could be dead. Yeah. You never know. We'll see. Coming up, our first check of the news. What's the horrible way a dude died in Alaska? What happened when a roommate with a pickaxe lost his mind? And has poisoning people become the new hot trend? Let's get to that.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. We'll start with this.
Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die.
I would classify drowning in mud as a fairly dumb way to die.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks.
No good. A man who was walking on tidal mud flats with his friends in Alaska got stuck up to his waist with the quicksand-like silt and drowned as the tide came in. Couldn't get out.
Out of all the ways to die in Alaska, that's like a new one. Alaska even comes up with a new way for you to die.
Exactly. It's trying to kill you at every...
I feel like,
why don't you go for a walk on the beach?
Just go for a walk on the beach.
Yeah. That should be fine. It's just Alaska.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Is somebody going to drown as the tide comes in?
Like, gotcha.
A James Bond movie?
Yep. We've seen people, was it in Boston? They go on this one river there. And they
or
get
in the
stuck
Cape.
In there.
I forget where it was. But
we've seen some rescues.
Same thing. There's been several rescues in Massachusetts with people that wander out and then they get stuck
in
that.
Yeah.
When the tide goes out, it's very mucky.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy just couldn't get out. 20-year-old Zachary Porter of Lake Bluff, Illinois, was submerged as the tide came in. His body was recovered the next day when the tide went out again. A member of his group called 911 when they couldn't get him out, but it was too late. It was the latest tragedy at Turrigane Arm, a 48-mile-long estuary carved out long ago by glaciers that travel southeast from the Anchorage area and parallels a major highway. At low tide, it's known for its dangerous mudflats made of silt created by glacier-pulverized rocks. At least three other people have gotten stuck and drowned there over the past few years. Many more have been rescued, including a dude that was fishing there last month and had to call authorities.
It's crazy when you have an emergency in Alaska. It's going to take them a minute to get there.
That's just it, right? I mean, you can call all the people you want, and they're like, yeah, we're 40 miles away.
We're two Texases away.
Yeah.
So there's kind of a look at, you see.
So he's out there, but then the water comes all the way up.
Comes back in, and then.
That's no good.
And then you're done.
Yeah.
They say it's big, it's beautiful, but it can be overwhelming, and you have to remember that it's Mother Nature, and she has no mercy for humanity.
I've just walked, I guess, in enough ditches as a kid to know how terrifying that, like, being stuck in mud feels, you know? It's just a scary feeling.
Oh, it's incredibly scary. I've definitely
lost some boots.
Have you?
Yeah.
Boots fine.
Yeah.
Life, uh-huh. You still got your life. No,
I feel like this guy got deep. Like, I bet his whole, all of his
he
legs.
Was waist deep. So he really sunk right down. You know, and that's why they couldn't get him out.
No.
Right?
You're not getting out.
Which is another thing, too. Well, I mean, I'm sure many of us won't be.
No, I don't have to worry about
dealing
that
with
one.
This anytime
soon. No, I mean, no.
It's not a new fear you need to put at the top of your head. What a fear maybe you should think of is a coworker poisoning you.
Watch yourselves.
Because it seems to be happening more and more. The latest in Scottsdale, Arizona, prosecutors charged a former employee of Honor Health with adding a poisonous substance to a drink belonging to someone working in the hospital. Here's the latest on that now, if we can get to the report. AZ Family News has the details.
Felt just a burning sensation, and then I popped the cap, smelled it, and it smelled like bleach.
Jeffrey Maxwell still remembers the burning in his mouth, throat, and stomach. It was January of this year. He was working in the operating room at Honor Health Scottsdale Shea Medical Center. He is a medical device rep and was sitting in on two surgeries that morning. Maxwell says he put this cup of coffee on a shelf in the hallway outside the OR during his first surgery. Before the second surgery, he exited the OR to take a sip.
Somebody put something in your drink.
Absolutely.
You were sure at that point?
At that point, absolutely.
He says he had to finish the second surgery. Then he went to the emergency room and the hospital called police.
Once Scottsdale PD showed up, I was made aware that there was footage of an individual putting stuff in my drink.
This is a screenshot of that video showing a man in scrubs appearing to put something in Maxwell's cup of coffee. Scottsdale police did not release the video to us, but the police report describes it, stating the suspect appears frustrated and angry when he sees the coffee on the shelf. Later, he retrieves a white bottle, takes the bottle over to the coffee, and appears to look around. The suspect, Nelson Ramos, is an anesthesia tech.
So he was really not targeting this guy, it sounds like. He was pissed that he left his coffee on this rack of supplies.
Well, because this sales douche probably was like, I don't care, I'll just put it here. Probably not supposed to.
Oh, right? I'm sure you're not supposed to.
He's just there to try and sell some medical supplies. And this guy is angry, but, you know, if you're angry, you just throw it away.
Yes, throw it out.
Just throw it away.
We
you don't
sent a
poison
manager
him.
To go find him, and about 3 minutes later, the manager came up and said he took off and ran.
He took off.
Emptied out his locker and ran.
Yeah.
According to the police report, Ramos later admitted to putting Betacept into the coffee, saying it was a prank. Betacept is a surgical hand scrub that may cause irritation or even chemical burns.
I would say I had the most 2 weeks of uncomfortable stomach pains. You couldn't eat. Took a toll on me.
Burn the inside of your system.
And my colon. Yes, sir.
Thank you for pointing that out.
We went to Nelson Ramos's home. Through his Ring doorbell, he told us he was on his way back from a trip and would call us later that night.
Right.
Thank you.
We did not hear back from him. Ramos now faces charges of adding poison or other harmful substance to food, drink, or medicine, assault, and disorderly conduct.
Assault touching.
I will say, though, I am glad that I feel like he knew it wasn't going to kill him. Like, I think he thought it would, like, irritate him.
Yeah.
Like, if you're trying to kill him, you would have put the bleach. You would have put... So he was just trying to ruin someone's coffee, which you're not allowed to do.
No, you're not allowed to do it. No,
you can't
It's still poison.
You still are poisoning someone.
2 weeks of a burned colon.
Yeah. You've been there.
I have, but mine's from something else.
Exactly. This is a scary moment that a roommate lost his mind. A California pickaxe-wielding roommate first smashed through the front door of this house and then tries to get into his roommate's room with a pickaxe. This is Tyler Graves we're seeing here. He rents a room at this house. Armed with a pickaxe, he starts to swing at his roommate's door before successfully breaking it open. You can hear the terrified screams of the roommate.
He's also the worst person with a pickaxe you've ever seen.
Well,
in your
sure.
life.
Yeah, he's not.
He misses this door handle a couple times and gets his leg, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, ow.
Yeah, got himself. Oh, ow. Got himself again. Mm. But then he just. And there's a man in there.
Yep.
He doesn't realize what's happening yet until it goes full on The Shining here in about 2 seconds.
Yes, right there.
Right there. He was just upset about something.
Yeah.
What was he upset about?
I can't remember.
What would make you do this?
Let's hear it for those doors, though, huh?
Yeah. You never think they would last 72 pickaxe attacks. I mean, he eventually gets in.
Is it the door, or is it that guy's just a big wuss?
Yeah, I think it's just
a couple of things, yeah.
I feel like I could slap a door harder than he's hitting it with the pickaxe.
But he opened the front door with his shoulder. Like a deadbolt.
Yeah. A deadbolt really isn't strong.
Oh, I know,
anybody.
But you think a deadbolt will be stronger than a door in a bedroom, right?
What's the matter with this guy?
I don't know.
Oh, chill out.
The guy inside is freaking out.
Well, because he knows he's about to die. At least that's what he thinks, wouldn't you? But honestly, he went inside and then they just had a conversation, I think.
Yeah, here's exactly what went down here from CBS News. Take a listen. Take a listen if we can. Hold on, I gotta hit the button. Need to listen.
The pickaxe upstairs in the Lake Forest home where he rents a room. Inside Edition obtained home video of Monday's rampage and an interview with the roommate who grabbed the axe to try and stop the man from potentially killing someone.
I was just trying to keep him calm and just end the aggression there, you know? So when I felt like that was working, I got up off of him and I grabbed the axe, and as soon as I did that, I just bolted as fast as I could away from him.
Minutes earlier, around the corner on Robin Street, the same suspect crashed his car into a retaining wall and nearly smashed through the master bedroom. Neighbors say the culprit, who's only lived here less than 2 weeks, ran away and back to his rental. That's when they say he found the axe and started swinging.
The poor owner, he was in his pajamas running barefoot through the streets trying to get away from him. And one of the renters in one of the bedrooms was being attacked by this perpetrator with a pickaxe trying to knock down the door. He got out. He called 911 and was able to escape and then run down the street.
Deputies arrived and could be heard on the video giving commands to put down the axe. Officials say when the suspect didn't comply... They fired less than lethal beanbag rounds so he could be taken into custody.
We heard somebody screaming inside the house. It was the guy getting his room broken into. And then we were going to go in, and then the cops pulled up, thankfully, and then they pulled out their guns.
So my understanding of that moment in that situation was he was not following directives and he was in a position of threat towards another person.
Deputies are not identifying the suspect who was hospitalized for a head injury. According to officials, he's technically arrested for the axe attack on at least two people, but he hasn't been booked yet into jail. Yeah. In Lake Forest, Michelle Geely, KCAL News.
I saw like an Asian guy that was in that place, and they didn't interview him, but he was terrified. He was freaking out.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah.
You're a roommate with a pickaxe. Yeah. He's been trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Any of us would be freaking out.
Less than 2 weeks he lived there.
Bad call on the roommate.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That was a mistake.
Yikes. Old lady down the street had all the details.
She was amazing.
She was perpetrator was 5'11".
Yeah. You want his name?
Kind of altercation with his roommate.
I love that she said perpetrator. Yeah. She watches a lot of those shows, doesn't she?
She is well spoken.
I believe every old lady knows how to talk to the cops in like their own language, you know? Because they're watching all the neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't know his 20, 10-9 on his 20, but that perpetrator, he is on the loose.
They call up and they're like, yeah, we got a possible 187. Officer down. You know, they're watching the neighborhood at all times.
Yeah. But they watch so many crime shows and they know, they've read every newspaper. They know all the exact terms to use when describing things. She was one of the best eyewitnesses we've seen.
Yeah. I can't believe the guy's alive, number one, because the police obviously showed incredible, you know, I don't know what it would be, mercy
restraint.
On this guy, restraint to use beanbags.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a guy right there. He's got a giant pickaxe. You just take him out. That's enough.
Yeah.
You've done enough to be put down.
But every neighborhood has that lady, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right? That, you know, knows too much.
That'll probably be me.
You never know. You don't know.
Perpetrator.
You don't know.
I think I'll know everything.
Oh, you will. For sure you will. And you'll know the terms just from this show. You'll know malicious fecal distribution.
You'll know the worst of it. You'll realize how bad humanity can be.
Swinging. Yeah. The poor owner, he was in his pajamas running barefoot through the streets trying to get away from him. And one of the renters in one of the bedrooms was being attacked by this perpetrator with a pickaxe trying to knock down the door. He got out. He called 911 and was able to escape and then run down the street.
Did she get all those details?
She got all the details. She had more details than the news.
Yep.
She's probably already talked to 25 people about it. You know what I mean? Like, she's probably gone door to door. So what info do you have? Yeah. I'm just trying to gather my notes here.
She's got a notepad.
Are you a witness? Did you witness anything?
What did you hear?
Oh, so he crashed his car down the street and then ran to his rental. Okay, all right.
Any information on what started the altercation in the first place?
Yeah, like, because I saw something where it was like, they said what he was upset about, and it made no sense. Like,
well, he seemed out of his mind.
Well, he is, yeah, he's, yeah.
I mean, he ran his car into a...
Yeah, I think that's why they haven't released all of his stuff, because I think he's just mentally gone.
Miss Murder, she wrote there. She is.
Oh, I've had my eye on him for 2 weeks. Just moved in. I don't trust anybody who just moves in.
You know, sometimes big companies make big mistakes, and Biore, you know, the nose strip people.
Oh, yeah.
They are taking a lot of heat today for what people are calling a poorly thought out advertising strategy. They partnered with this girl, Cecile Max Brown. She was present during that school shooting at Michigan State University.
Okay.
Well, she posted a sponsored TikTok the other day in support of Biore's campaign for Mental Health Awareness Month, but also made sure to show off her box of Biore strips and encourage people to get it all out. What's in their pores? And what's in their mind. Many people thought it was pretty classless to tie in someone who witnessed a school shooting to nose strip promotion. Here's how it all went.
So on countless obstacles of me this year, from a school shooting to having no idea what life is going to look like after college. Supportive Mental Health Awareness Month, I'm partnering with Biore Skincare to strip away the stigma of anxiety.
We want you to get it all out. Not only what's in your pores, but most importantly, what's on your mind too.
Anxiety in my life has come in waves. I found myself recently struggling from seeing the effects of gun violence firsthand. I've had to intentionally set aside time for prioritizing my mental health.
I will never forget the feeling of terror that I had walking around campus for weeks in a place I considered home. With countless anxiety attacks to crying alone in my room at night. My message to you guys is that it's okay not to have it all together. Life continually changes and your thoughts will too. Do things that make you happy and know everything will work itself out. Join me in Biore Skincare in speaking up about mental health by screenshotting this digital card and filling it out yourself. Every video posted is a step closer to normalizing conversations about mental health.
So count.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a very awkward It's very awkward.
If they had done it and left out the product plugs and her using their product,
yeah,
it may have been okay. But the TikTok has since been taken down. Both Biore and this girl have since apologized. She says the video came out completely wrong, not as she intended. As far as Biore, they say they know that mental health is a big priority for their customers, but in this case, they admit they did it wrong.
Yeah, because you just make the mental health video and you put it out.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. You just make the mental health. I've been through some stuff, blah, blah, blah. You know, Biore's doing this thing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
You're not cleaning out your nose pores.
No.
You know, you can't tie that into it.
No.
Here's a guy who probably has some mental health issues. This dude in Massachusetts arrested for throwing hundreds of screws on the road. He's been doing it apparently for like 3 weeks. WBZ-TV with more.
The sound of metal clanking on pavement is now commonplace for the Freetown Highway Department.
We've been finding, on average, 30 to 50 screws every time we make a pass.
For 3 weeks, highway crews have combed the roads with magnets multiple times a day. Each time, they scoop up hundreds of screws, only to come back out and find them again.
Usually, myself and my foreman will spend, on average, 2.5 to 3 hours a day walking up and down this half-mile stretch of road picking up screws.
How do drivers feel about it?
You can do 1,000 type screws.
Just ask Jamie Levaster, whose auto body shop is yanking out roughly 50 screws from tires per week. He found one during our visit.
How ticked off are people?
People are mad. You know, they're upset that someone's mad about the trailer trucks.
I'd keep an eye out for PJ's tire, I'm just saying.
Hey, what are those? What's that big thing of screws back there?
Number one suspect.
The dumping field starts right here at Narrows Road and continues about a half mile down the road all the way to Stop and Shop. The million-dollar question is, who is dumping the screws? We saw Freetown police patrolling the area, but they didn't respond to our calls about the screw culprit. Until they're nabbed, the highway cleanup will continue.
Hopefully they'll get the perpetrator or perpetrators soon, just so we can put this to bed.
In Freetown, Louisa Moeller, WBZ News.
So,
all right. So as
I'd almost guess it's another old person we're dealing with here that doesn't like the tractor trailers. That's what they said. They believe it's all of a sudden heavy tractor trailer. So you're trying to pop everyone's tires.
Perhaps
they don't like the
you don't like the traffic. You don't like big trucks. Maybe look at homes around that area.
That's what I would do. Set up a trail cam.
I think Dave's onto something. Look for the local tire salesman.
Those guys were happy.
Oh, but he had such a smile on his face. People are upset. People are so sad.
Yeah.
But I mean, we got a line up out the door.
Yeah, prices keep going up, too.
We are sold out.
One of the few positives from the pandemic was having way fewer cars on the road. Well, those days are over, as you know. If you're planning to take a trip for Memorial Day weekend, brace yourself. They say it could set a new record. Busy airports, busy roads. AAA says that this Memorial Day weekend, 42.3 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles. That's up 7% from last year alone. 3.4 million people are expected to fly. That's up 11% from last year. And this Memorial Day could be the busiest at airports since 2005. So brace yourself for nightmares. If you're driving, they also release the best times to hit the road. Naturally, the busiest times are when you would also like to go. On Thursday and Friday, the best times to travel by car are before noon, while the times to avoid are between 3 and 6 p.m. Traffic should be lighter on Saturday and Sunday, but Monday also crazy. The worst time, midday Monday. The best time to be on the roads, early morning Monday, before 10 a.m. Gas prices, they are way down, though, compared to last year, so more people will be traveling. AAA says the total number of travelers could set a new record.
Hmm.
I flew last Memorial Day weekend, and it made me decide not to fly this Memorial Day weekend.
What?
Yeah, Lisa.
Yeah.
I know you're taking a road trip, though.
No, we're not. We're not going anywhere.
What?
We are not going anywhere.
This is the first time that I think since I've known you.
Look at this.
Something must have happened. Something's wrong.
Something's wrong. Are you okay?
Yeah, are you okay? Like, do you have mental health? How's your mental health?
I need Peoria strips.
Yeah.
I'll go get you some.
Just don't want the hassle.
Yeah, no, like, because we were flying with friends last Memorial Day weekend, and their flight got canceled, and it got pushed back, like, four times. And our flight was... They kept us on a plane because I, you know, they go by status, right?
They're like, Dave Hunter's here.
Well, no, like I fly a lot. And so, and so they prioritize those people that fly a lot with that airline. So they bumped us right to the next flight right away. But then our friends kept pushing back to like midday the next day. Decided, well, we're not going to go now. What's the point? We're just going for a couple of days. And it was just all the whole dealing with the airline. It was all just a nightmare. And
it's
again, because
crazy.
It was like the busiest weekend of the year so far. And they just couldn't keep up with
insane is to think about, like, you rent a place like together, like people are going to stay in like,
get there.
And then the other people can't get there. And they're like, well, sorry, we're not going now. And it's like, well, I know you're not going, but. How about that half of that Airbnb? Wow. You know, like it's like I can see it causing some real problems for a lot of people.
I guess it could. Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I guess the people that decide to go, that's on them. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smarter to go when it's not as busy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I find that ramping up back into the busiest travel time of the year is a nightmare. They're just not ready for it, even though they know in advance how many seats
they don't
are
have enough employees and stuff. We all know it's the same thing. They can't find people that want to work, so.
Well, there's a new plan to change food labels. Food safety advocates are pushing for the creation of a federal standard for food expiration dates. What does that mean? Here's the story from ABC News.
This morning, new calls to change the way food is labeled to avoid confusion.
Freshness of any product, the most important thing is how the food is handled.
Food safety advocates, along with New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer, are pushing for a change to the expiration date system. As there are currently no federal standards for sell-by, use-by, or best-by dates.
So many of us look at the date labels on food products and we instantly get confused. More often than not, we throw it away because we fear we might get sick.
Congressman Gottheimer says most date labels indicate when the manufacturer believes the product is fresh, which is not necessarily based on scientific food safety considerations.
Food manufacturers can pick a random unscientific date and game the system. I'm not saying all of them, but some of them, you know, probably might want you to buy their food more often. So, you know, they put a date on there that may not necessarily be the actual date it goes bad.
Advocates say more realistic date labeling would cut down on waste. According to the FDA, between 30% and 40% of all food in the U.S. is wasted. That's equivalent to about 400 pounds of food per year for every American.
Or $218 billion worth of food.
Gottheimer is now leading a bipartisan effort, asking the FDA to standardize expiration date terminology across the country.
You're telling me that a recently purchased rice or a bag of pretzels is dangerous to consume on that shelf date? Or how about your salt and pepper? You got to throw out the salt and pepper because suddenly someone came up with a random date on that?
The FDA says consumers should not rely solely on date labels and should examine food even after the expiration date.
Who was pretzels around for a long time? What are you talking about with the pretzels?
You know, my problem is I don't have a problem with, like, you know, something that's sealed and how long it's good for. My problem in life is, oh, I just got some roast beef, and how long can it stay in my fridge, you know, and still be okay before you have to look at that roast beef and go, no,
you see
not.
That rainbow sheen?
That's, to me, that's always been
sometimes
the rainbow.
That happens, like, right away.
I've seen it happen right away, too, and I'm like, I know it's not bad yet.
It is not a great thing to see.
No.
When it's shining.
No.
I don't like shiny beef. I don't.
No, and so, like, that's my problem, you know, like, if it says that it's bad on that thing, it's going in the garbage.
You don't do
don't mess around. It's just, I'd rather just, I have taken a giant glass of milk and drank it and had big chunks in my mouth and was like, I'll never do that again. So I don't mess around.
But you can see how some manufacturers are probably exaggerating the...
Well, what I can't stand is like a sell-by date, because a sell-by date doesn't... It's like not telling me like, well, how long is it still good for? You know, because I'm a moron when it comes to that stuff.
Sometimes they'll say consume by, right, or something like that.
Sometimes, but a lot of things just have like a sell this by.
They should have both then. They should have sell by and consume by.
And that's the only thing I agree with that guy. You know, other than that, I don't ever want to see him or hear him again.
And finally, a video of a female orangutan checking out a baby at the Louisville Zoo is going public. There's cheesy music in this, so just beware. Okay. But they're on opposite sides of a glass wall, and she literally points right at the kid like she's saying, hey, bring that baby over here. Let me take a look at that baby for a second. Yeah, that's a little baby. Hey, baby. Making little kissy lips at it. Like you. You over there. Come here.
What's crazy is, so I've seen a different video of, I think, this same one calling another baby over. It must always want to see the babies.
Wants to see the babies. It's a motherly instinct, right?
Because I saw a video where she put her head right up against the glass, right against like the baby's head, to like almost be like, oh, I want to cuddle with this thing. And it's like, man. But she did the same thing. She's like, hey!
Bring that baby over here.
She's like tapping on the glass like, bing, bing, bing. You! With the baby! Come here! I gotta check out your baby.
Yeah, really cute. I mean, I don't know what you'd do with the baby if she had it. Maybe just rip it to pieces. Who knows?
You don't
know. She just cuddle it.
I think they would
just a motherly instinct.
It'd be very hard to get the baby back from her.
Oh, yeah, yes, it would.
You're right.
It would.
That baby is then hers. She would raise that baby as
she's
her own.
She's going to adopt that baby by force.
Yes.
Yep. Need a tranquilizer.
We'll take a break. When we come back in a moment, celebrity dirt and sports news up next. We'll have more on the death of the legendary Tina Turner. Did Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson scream at a guy on the Cannes red carpet? And the director of The Flash just spoiled a major cameo, but it's amazing. Oh. You want butts in the seats? This is how you do it.
Okay.
We'll tell you who it is when we come back.
Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
More on that after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
The mayor of a small town in Iowa, he decided to pose nude for a calendar. Although some people don't mind it, others are quite upset. Here's the story.
Creston's nearly naked mayor posing with a baked chicken received almost a dozen emails from people offended. And while it was all just in good fun, it was also for a good cause. Carol sent KCCI a statement saying, I can understand some people not getting the joke and feeling offended. But in the end, we've raised $220.
Trying to support small business, and I think Gabe's a down-to-earth guy.
So is it someone who saw that is like, I get a weird feeling when I look at Mayor Gabe. I get a weird feeling like I want to eat his chicken. Like I want to get down on my knees and just take a big bite of that chicken.
Love a man with a well-manicured beard and gorgeous eyes. Fit.
What are you saying, Jim?
I'm saying I love the calendar.
That's not what it sounded like to me, Jim. You love him.
I do. And like a normal, like his policies way.
I'm not afraid to admit that 200 of those dollars are my dollars.
You bought that many calendars, Jim?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hi there. You're with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Thanks so much for joining us here on this Thursday, the 25th of May. We appreciate you being with us. Coming up, celebrity dirt and sports news is on the way next. Going to have more on the death of the legendary Tina Turner in just a moment. Did Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson scream at a guy on the Cannes red carpet? The director of The Flash just spoiled a major cameo. Is it an amazing one? But first in sports, can the Boston Celtics put together a run that'll put them into the NBA Finals against the Denver Nuggets? Well, it's not going to happen without a win tonight at home against the visiting Miami Heat. The Heat at Celtics game. If you can't be there in person, you can watch it on TNT 8:30 Eastern. Of course, Miami leads that series 3-1. Tonight, the Dallas Stars are hoping to try and stave off a sweep at the hands of the Vegas Golden Knights. And with hopes of the home crowd not showering the home ice with crap, should they become frustrated, because that's what happened last time around. Vegas Knights at the Stars, 8 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. Vegas leading that series 3-0. By the way, Florida eliminated Carolina, winning that series 4-0. Yesterday morning, a cryptic and concerning social media post by troubled Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant led to a wellness check by the police. The since-deleted post showed four pictures of family members and read, "Love ya, Ma. Love ya, Pops. Love ya, the greatest baby girl. Love ya. Bye. Stay strong." Considering the recent drama surrounding him, it seems there was sufficient cause for the Shelby County Sheriff's Office to pay a visit to his Tennessee home and do a wellness check on him.
Oh, Ja.
A spokesperson for the Sheriff's Office says he's doing fine. He just said he posted that as a sign that he was taking a break from social media.
I was going to say, is he just leaving? He's just leaving social media. Maybe just stop pulling guns out in videos.
Perhaps.
And then you'll be...
You won't be in trouble anymore.
Okay.
The prospect of the Oakland A's becoming the Las Vegas A's has taken another step towards reality. A tentative agreement between the athletics organization and the state of Nevada has been reached. The agreement centers around stadium funding and how much public assistance the state will contribute to a $1.5 billion ballpark in Vegas. According to the agreement, a funding bill will go to the legislature in the coming days, and to move forward, it will have to be approved by both the Senate and the Assembly. Nevada.
Yeah, I feel really bad for the A's fans. I mean, they've lived a semi-terrible baseball life their whole existence, but, you know, they had the Bash Brothers for a bit, and then they had that one run. They had a couple runs, but they have a team that never wants to spend money.
Yeah.
You know.
It is an interesting fan base, so the switch will be different.
Yeah. And then, I guess, is it the same owners, or are they going to go to Las Vegas and still just be the cheapest franchise of all time? Because that sucks. That would suck for Vegas. Because, boy... You know, we've had it a couple different ways here in Detroit. We've had a guy who wanted to win at all costs and was like, I don't care how much it costs, and $200 million payrolls. And those days are over. You know, now it's like squeezing every penny out of anything and won't sign anybody.
I miss those days.
Yeah, I think we all do. You know,
money days.
And I'll
days.
Say this, like, I think you'd rather have an owner sell the team. If that's the way you want to run it, like if you're just running it to pinch in pennies and do, I'd rather you sell it to someone who wants to go for it. Because, man, it's so much better to go for it. And you know, Mr. Ilitch always had said, I don't care how much it costs. As long as I get 3 million fans in here, we're good. But you never are going to get 3 million fans in there unless your team is good. Mm-hmm. And like, it's backwards. They think about things backwards. Like, you got to build a good team. You know, you can't just keep drafting guys. And also, you can't have a guy in charge for 7 years who sucks.
True.
Lots of issues. The accolades and offers still flowing over golf's great Cinderella story, Michael Block.
I love this guy.
OnlyFans.
Some stuff's going to come out, I'm sure.
Oh, Lord. OnlyFans competitor, MyClub. So that's like the new OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
They've offered Block to become their official golf professional, and they're going to pay him way more than what he won for his finish in the PGA Championship.
So he won about $228,000.
They're going to pay him $300,000. About 12 grand more than he made for his top 15 finish at the PGA Championship. My club vice president, Mike Ford, said the offer is to bring Block's expertise and professional insight to the masses to show how my club can be utilized to monetize sports lessons and other activities for adult audiences.
See, but this is what I thought OnlyFans, this is where I thought it was going to try and go. That it would, like, because wasn't there like a split second where they were like, we're not going to do porn anymore?
Yeah, there was.
Right?
Just like last year, they said, no more dirty stuff.
I thought it would be like, say, Andy decides, like, oh, I'm going to make some content that's, right, like, super funny. I'm going to do some, like, stand-up-based stuff, but I'm only going to put it out on this My Club, you know? And then people who like you decide, oh, I'm going to go there and I'm going to sign up for that. And I thought, this is going to be the future of everything. Everyone's going to have their own OnlyFans, and it'll be just content.
Well, there were like celebrities that were doing non-nude stuff.
Yeah.
On OnlyFans.
And I just, to me, though, it's like, I even was doing like what I thought was just stupid stuff on OnlyFans. Like, I'd post like a picture of me metal detecting because I think that's like the most unsexy thing of all time, and okay, how funny to me personally that was. But then I realized I just can't have an OnlyFans. You just can't. Because it's like, filthy. It looks bad.
Yeah, if Chuck the Freak had an OnlyFans, people would assume you were jerking off on
it. Well, no, yeah, well, yes.
Right? Honestly.
No, and that's
like,
it.
Check
and
me out on OnlyFans. Like, it would mean to me, like, oh, what is he shoving up his ass?
That's why I demanded a refund.
Yeah. But it's like,
I wouldn't be going to look at your metal detecting if I was your fan.
No, and you know what's funny is, even if you, and to me, it's not even about that. It's like, not even about my own content. The fact that I have an OnlyFans, what is that saying? What are people really thinking about what I'm doing, how I'm spending my time? Am I going to other people's OnlyFans?
Well, they assume that of you anyway.
Well, I know, but I mean, it's, I don't know. It's different to me to flat out invest in someone's life
people
on OnlyFans.
Hairy gay men would be so pissed.
Oh, I know.
When they signed up for Chuck's OnlyFans.
And they did.
And
they
the
did.
The only exclusive videos they see are of him metal detecting.
They definitely did.
Not of his anus.
Why is this guy fully clothed and not bent over spreading his cheeks?
Oh, that was coming.
Nude metal detecting, maybe they
that would have been next.
But
yeah. Those six guys.
I assume everyone signing up for OnlyFans wants to see filthiness. Yeah. They don't want to see.
It's a porn site.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I really did.
Well, that looked like where it could go, yeah, since they were banning dirty stuff, but no way.
No.
And the money's in the porn.
Yeah.
The money's
turns
not
out
in
you don't need all that other stuff.
Detect.
Yeah, you don't need all that other stuff.
No. But for
but
some
now
reason,
My Club
looks like it's going to go.
It's smart, though, because I had never heard of My Club.
Yeah.
Ever until this.
And looks like it's My.Club. Just in case you want
to
check it out for yourself. Michael Jordan has taken delivery of a 300-mile-an-hour sports car.
Wow.
Worth millions. It's a Hennessy Venom F5 Roadster. There's a little look at this beast there. The Texas-built mid-engine monster is powered by an 1,800 twin-turbocharged V8. And capable of astonishing performance. A hardtop version of this has been clocked reaching 271 miles an hour during testing, but the company is confident it can hit 311 miles an hour if given a long enough stretch of road.
I was going to say, that's the problem.
The one he bought, the Roadster is built with the same carbon fiber chassis, but features a removable roof panel. It also has a specially designed transparent engine cover that uses fighter jet glass and is engineered to withstand 1,000 degrees and the kind of air pressure created at the car's target top speed.
Well, at least it's not too flashy.
Yeah. Yeah. 24 of these were offered to be sold, and they'll build, they say, no more than 30 of them total. $3 million a pop. I'm like, geez, how old is
Michael Jordan okay to drive this still? He's 60, so yeah, he's still in the okay range, but there he is picking it up.
Yeah, he looks pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, right. Yes.
Healthy 60-year-old.
Look at that. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, he probably can still dunk.
Yeah.
So.
It's a lot of money.
Be jealous of Michael Jordan's new.
I just heard he just gambled this away.
Oh,
he
did he?
Lost
no,
it.
No. He just luckily, lost he still it. Has billions.
Oh,
so
man.
He'll replace it.
Yep. Oh, man.
Amazon has created a palm reading agent that will allow you just to scan your palm for both ID and payment. They're trying it out at Coors Field in Denver, which is helping fans of the Rockies buy beer faster than ever before. No need to dig in your pockets for ID or a credit card. You just walk up, order a beer, scan your palm, get your beer, and go.
Just giving them your palm, huh?
Yep.
Just giving the AI your palm.
You do have to
palm.
Pre-register so the system knows you're at least 21 years old, and then you're good to go. Order your beer or your booze, scan your palm, get the hell out of there. How much are you willing to sacrifice for convenience is the question, I guess, right?
I'd rather put a chip in myself.
They have all this info on us already. They know all this stuff.
I don't think they
stuff.
Have your fingerprints.
Well, I do if I cross a border and I have to go in.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Sometimes they do that.
I think, like, if I was just a random baseball fan that was like, I don't cross borders, I don't, you know, phones don't use it anymore. They use your face. So they've got that. But, I mean, you are, if your prints are anywhere, can they sell your prints for profit later?
But Bill Gates was talking about this and talking about AI and said, like, it's really going to destroy Amazon and Google and unless they evolve. Meaning
yes.
that AI will know that you what you want to search for or what you're going to order, and these sites will no longer be necessary.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, you won't be surfing sites.
Right.
It'll just automatically order for you.
Or it'll just know, like, I'm going to put these five products in front of his face because that's what he really wants right now. You know, Boba Fett helmet.
You'll be so broke, Chuck.
It's not going to be good.
You'll be so broke.
It's not going to be good. I say no to a lot of stuff that's almost got me at as it is right now. Many times I've gone all the way to the cart. You know, when you have it in the cart and then you're like, this has to be cheaper somewhere else.
See,
cancel.
I'm a sucker for convenience. Like the Apple Pays and, you know, digital face scan at airports, like things that are going to expedite
yep.
my process, I'm all for. So, yeah, I'm trading them having, but I'm not doing anything shady or bad or wrong. And so, like, yeah. there's nothing yeah. I need to worry about, right? So, for me, I'm okay.
I just feel like the robots are going to get you no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. That's what I think, too. They've got... I'm on a cell phone. I'm not, like, unplugged, living
exactly.
off the grid.
Exactly.
I am plugged in, so they've got all that stuff anyway. So here's my palm print.
Yeah. I think there might be a lot of, like, people out there that are probably, like, don't want to go this far. That's all. I don't have a problem going this far, but I do think...
And I get that for sure. Yeah. I do. But I'm saying for me,
yeah,
you're okay with that.
I'll do it. All right, moving on to celebrity dirt, and we'll start with sad news. I'm sure you heard yesterday that Tina Turner died at her home in Switzerland after what her representatives call a long illness. She was 83 years old. She had a long life. Just a few months before her death, Tina had said that she was in great danger due to kidney disease. Mm. She rose to fame in the 1960s as part of the Ike and Tina Turner Review with her husband Ike Turner. After escaping Ike's abuse in 1976, she did what she had to do to survive before her own solo career took off with her 1984 album Private Dancer, featuring the hits What's Love Got to Do with It, Better Be Good to Me, and the title track. The following year, she played Auntie Entity in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, featuring her hit song, We Don't Need Another Hero, which was just remade by Ghost. Tina sold 200 million albums and won 8 Grammy Awards over the course of her career. At 56, she was hired as the face of a $20 million campaign for Hanes pantyhose because, you know, she had those incredible legs.
Yep.
Tina's 1986 memoir, I, Tina, detailed Ike's abuse and her journey back to the top. It inspired the 1993 movie, What's Love Got to Do with It, starring Angela Bassett.
Tina credited her legendary stamina to exercise, eating well, and never smoking, drinking, or doing drugs.
I watched a performance of her. She was 70. She's incredible. She was so
amazing. She was still, like, her body was still.
She was still, like, performing and killing it singing-wise when she was holding on to, had to hold on to, like, poles that they put near her so that she wouldn't, you know what I mean? Still out there killing it. People are blaming me, of course, because I posted something Tina Turner related about 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah, so you killed her. Thank God it wasn't me for a change.
Yeah, well, Sexy Sax Man was her saxophone player, it turns out.
Oh, from that 80s movie?
Yes, that was her band's saxophone player in the those 80s and 90s.
Wow.
Angela Bassett issued a statement saying, Tina Turner showed others who lived in fear what a beautiful future filled with love, compassion, and freedom should look like. She will be missed always. Other big names paying tribute to her yesterday, Mick Jagger, Alicia Keys, Diana Ross, and many, many more. Here's a listen back to some of her biggest hits. Tina Turner passed at 83 years old. 200 million albums. That is insane.
Yeah.
I love it really her is. 70s stuff with Ike, unfortunately, but it was such good music.
Oh, it was incredible music.
Yeah, see, I don't know a lot of the 70s stuff. It's yeah. Good. I remember seeing the movie about her life. Like, I can remember that. For me, her and Mad Max was awesome. And I love the We Don't Need Another Hero. You know, also. Dave Witt walked in on a man dancing to Private Dancer one time.
Oh, yeah. And, I forgot about that. That was uncomfortable. Yeah.
That was incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah, we've had our own.
Private Dancer. Like, oh, my God. Dance up the money. Yeah. Do what you want.
Why is this man doing a spin right now?
Like, eyes closed, too.
Yeah, eyes closed.
Didn't even know I was in the room for a while.
Yeah, Dave had to close the door slowly.
Private Dancer.
He's putting on a show for you, Dave.
Oh,
my God. It was so bizarre. That's the same guy that poke Chuck in the belly like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, same guy. Same guy. Yep.
What a character. Fellow.
He was an odd fellow.
Poke me right in the belly button.
Yeah. Hoping Dave was going to come poke him.
No.
No. You never know.
Private Dancer. That's how, unfortunately, always remember that song.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's it. Too you know, bad. Once
it
I heard it,
I
was like,
every time I hear it now.
I was like, oh, yeah, that guy doing the spin. He did a spin right in front of Dave, and Dave had to quietly exit the room.
What man dances with his eyes closed and sings along to Private Dancer? Not many.
Not many. No. Not many. Not but many. When it hits you, that was Tina Turner's power.
Yeah. Can't help yourself.
I guess. No.
Hopefully this is a good sign. Britney Spears' mom flew to L.A. yesterday to see her daughter, and Britney was receptive enough to let her inside her home and spend some time with her. Lynn Spears arrived at LAX yesterday morning. She was driven to Britney's home, and we're told Britney didn't know exactly when her mom was coming, but she knew her mom might be in town to see her. When Lynn arrived at Britney's house, the singer did let her inside and spent about 2.5 hours chatting. Her husband, Sam, was present as well. They say they're hoping the ice between mother and daughter is thawing. They've been texting recently. And Lynn knew the path was clear enough for her to make the visit from Louisiana to Los Angeles. As you know, Britney was on a tear at the end of her conservatorship and afterwards saying her mom and the rest of her family betrayed her. It's a pretty clear sign there's a chance of reconciliation. After Lynn left, Britney and Sam got in her car and drove around for a bit and then just went back home. Mm-hmm. Paparazzi That's followed it. Them just tour around the neighborhood and then go back inside.
Okay.
Lynn says she's committed to helping her daughter.
I just wonder if she was checking up on her.
Yeah, but she wouldn't. That's good that she let her in.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
It's so crazy to think that your mom, like, I can't imagine my mom coming in from a different city and I just have her over for like 2 hours. Be like, all right, mom.
Get out. Get
on your way.
I like it.
A lot of people might, but generally it's not how families work. Mm. So these pictures went viral yesterday showing what appeared to be Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, screaming at some dude on the red carpet.
Really?
And people were like, Tom Hanks is an a-hole. I knew it.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out it wasn't the case at all. What really was going on there? Here's the story.
Speaking out after those photos of her and husband Tom Hanks appearing to scold somebody on the red carpet are making headlines around the world. The photos were taken at the Cannes Film Festival on the red carpet for the premiere of Hanks' new movie, Asteroid City.
Where are you?
Asteroid City.
The beloved actor certainly looks upset, as if he's scowling, gesturing with a pointed finger. The conversation sure looks heated. Tom Hanks' angry red carpet outburst and Tom Hanks caught in heated altercation go these headlines. Surprising, since Hanks has the reputation as the nicest guy in Hollywood. Now his wife is taking to social media to explain what happened. This is called, I can't hear you. People are screaming. What did you say? Where are we supposed to go? But that doesn't sell stories. Nice try. Today, the guy described as a red carpet manager is corroborating her version of events, calling the photo totally misleading. So, now you know.
He's got that angry old man face.
That's it.
Over there.
Looks like he just stepped foot on his lawn.
I thought he might have been just making a joke.
Yeah, I love how people just
assume it's so stupid from one photo.
Yeah.
But honestly, though, like, I think this is what those paparazzi are hoping for. They're just like,
totally.
Can I take 1,000 pictures of someone so when I go through them, one of them makes it look like someone's really angry, you know? Because you can go through pictures and find any expression of anyone,
of course,
you know?
Well, the DC Universe has kind of been treading water for years, but all the buzz seems to indicate that The Flash is going to turn it around.
Too bad.
And yesterday, the director of the movie spoiled a major cameo that I think is going to be a big winner for this movie.
Really?
Superman is going to appear, but not played
by Henry Cavill.
Who's playing Superman in this cameo that they just spoiled?
Christopher Reeves.
He's dead, Chuck.
No, Nicholas Cage. I just thought maybe
Nicholas Cage.
For real! For real, Nicholas Cage!
Nicholas Cage!
Is he? Like, he is... He's always wanted to be Superman, I think.
25 years ago, he was almost cast as Superman. He was set to star in Superman Lives with Tim Burton directing, but they ended up scrapping that movie in 1998. There's even footage of him trying on Superman costumes, preparing for the role. Tim Burton supervising, so this really did almost happen. Which is his hair that he's got in this. Look at that.
Damn, bring it back. What's crazy is that his whole suit is muscles. Whereas, like, Henry didn't have to do any of that. Because his whole body's muscles.
Yeah, well, you can just dull it.
Wow, that's so crazy. I've never seen this video.
It's old.
Yeah, 25 years ago, him trying on Superman outfits. The director of The Flash said Nick was absolutely wonderful. Although the role was a cameo, he dove into it. He said, I dreamt all my life to work with Nick Cage, and I do hope I can work with him again soon. But he can't be the new Superman, right? He's too old now to be the new Superman.
Well, see, I think what... Okay, so spoilers, I guess, if you haven't seen the trailer. But Michael Keaton's in this, right?
Is it alternate universe stuff?
Well, I think... So, Michael Keaton is Batman in this for at least one section. My guess is that section...
has him as
Superman. He's Superman.
Yeah.
And they're both older guys at that point. It would be my guess.
Right.
I never really thought he'd do a good job as Superman.
Nick Cage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real hit or miss. I don't know.
I just can't take him seriously. He's one of those actors I can't take seriously.
No.
But I couldn't take Keanu Reeves seriously for the longest time, too, so maybe
right.
Nicolas Cage will but turn
Nicolas
it around.
Cage doesn't have the same kind of love surrounding him.
Like I said, though, like Nicolas Cage, at one point, you could. And then it went away from that, and then all of his external stuff started to weigh into like kind of how you looked at it. And he did a lot of silly movies. And it seems lately he's trying to come back from all that.
So, I don't know. That could be enough to get some people in the seats to see the
wouldn't
Flash.
Be enough
they are saying,
me,
though, this Flash movie is incredible and it's going to do great things.
Aren't they really worried about the guy who's the Flash?
They are. But the movie itself, that's right. Why they're going forward with it. The movie itself is so amazing, they think, that even though that guy's messed up, Ezra Miller, I think is his name, whether he continues in the role or not is still to be seen.
Right.
So, speaking of superheroes, is Jason Momoa the new Batman?
What?
Yes. In a commercial.
Oh, okay.
He's doing a commercial for Warner Brothers World. In Abu Dhabi, they probably paid him $17 billion.
So much,
imagine. Right? Come on, they have all the money.
I got paid so much when I did my Abu Dhabi commercial. My God. I'm still living off that money.
That was for male grooming products.
Yes,
was it?
Yes.
Yeah, good for you. Here's the commercial. You can see this at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to check it out for yourself.
Welcome to Warner Brothers World, Abu Dhabi. My Batman.
You sure look like Jason Momoa.
It's a dumb name. I'm Batman, and I'm out of here.
Enjoy the water,
here's
Aquaman.
Seriously, Fred.
What's up, Aquaman?
You know I'm Batman.
Hey, Aquaman.
Hey, okay, Jason.
Can't fool me, Clark.
I thought I saw Aquaman.
It's Batman.
Blah, 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 blah. Aquaman.
I'm Batman. These are wings. Does Aquaman have wings?
You're Jason Momoa, right?
What are you talking about? Look at these pointy ears. Check out my cape. I'm Batman.
Ah, hey, thanks, thanks. Okay, you win. I'm Aquaman! Get me off!
I'm Aquaman. That's pretty cool.
Aquaman!
Hey!
Can I have your autograph?
Of course you can.
That's awkward.
Live it up like Momoa.
They paid him so much money.
Oh my God. My God.
Yes!
No, Scoob, it's Aquaman.
So many millions, right?
Oh.
So many millions for that.
Something silly.
Honestly, though, what it appears is that they have like a whole amusement park inside.
Yeah.
Is what they've built.
Well, did you see, is it Abu Dhabi where they're building the moon?
Yes. I'm going to say if they are building the moon anywhere, it's definitely Abu Dhabi.
There was like some new moon resort. Maybe it was in Dubai. I don't know.
Wasn't there one in Vegas?
There was in Vegas, but this is like unbelievable. They're building like this. There it is.
Oh, there's the moon.
A proposed moon resort in Dubai.
Yeah, Dubai.
It's going to unfortunately put Vegas to shame. $5 billion mixed-use development envisions a moon-shaped building standing at 735 feet tall.
Do you remember, though, like there was like something they were going to build out there? It was like going to be this big island. They were bringing all this sand in and they were making their own island and they were going to build up on that. And then I believe like it failed. Like they were like, no, we can't do this anymore. And the ocean kind of just took it all back. Or
look at the size of this moon.
Yeah.
Just look at it in relation to the size of buildings nearby.
Yeah.
It dwarfs everything around it. So these are all rooms in here.
Oh, so the hotel is in the moon.
The hotel is in the moon. Yeah. They have so much money.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Absolutely insane. With Succession set to end this week, The Idol is primed to take over that coveted Sunday night slot on HBO. But apparently it's going to need all the help it can get. The controversial new show from The Weeknd and Euphoria creator Sam Levinson has already racked up scathing reviews. The Idol is the lowest rated HBO series ever on Rotten Tomatoes.
I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either.
Actually, I just heard of it over the past couple of days because of some nudity stuff. As of this writing, The Idol is sitting at only 17% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is really bad. Critics have only seen the first two episodes at a screening. It hasn't actually started airing yet.
Okay.
They describe it basically as softcore porn.
Well, that's one way to try and get viewers, and it is like a kind of some series. They do that for the first couple episodes until they get you, and then hopefully the story gets you.
The screening, Rolling Stones' David Fear said, the show feels nasty, brutish, and much longer than it is, and way worse than you could ever imagine. Some dude from Variety said the script seems calculated to fool audiences into thinking they're observing how Hollywood operates when so much of it is so horrible. Cliches lifted from old romance novels and softcore porn. Imagine Showgirls, but worse.
Ooh, God, that's a scathing review.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, listen, I've definitely watched shows that I would say were really well-written and good HBO shows that just people didn't get on board for. I thought Vinyl was really good. Way back in the day, Rome was a show that was on HBO that they eventually just gave up on because I think the viewership...
Was it a miniseries or was it a...
It was
supposed to be a series.
Supposed to be a series, and they, I think it was like lasted three times.
Two seasons, yeah.
Oh, two
so
seasons.
Good,
yeah,
it was so
really good.
So this is Johnny Depp's daughter, who's in the starring role of this.
Yeah.
And it premieres June 4th on HBO. So,
I mean, you have to, if someone offers you an HBO show, I think you just have to do it because you just hope to God the writing's going to be great, but...
That's part of their strategy, though, to have, like, shocking nudity, I think.
Off the top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do. I think so, too.
Yeah, but they've got to back it up.
That's the problem.
You know, you can get boobs everywhere.
Succession didn't have any of that.
Did
no.
they have any nude scenes?
No. Not really.
I think we saw a couple of knockers through the seasons,
not
but...
Not a lot.
Not a lot. No, it wasn't...
Yeah, it wasn't
they didn't
a
need
big storyline, no.
They never needed...
But, like, Game of Thrones did... They knew what they were doing with that whole thing. But at the same time, they were hitting you with, like, if you were into it, interesting storylines. You know, if you're not into it, you weren't going to like it. But, you know, nudity can't keep everybody around.
No. Perverts are only a percentage of your audience.
Yeah.
Right? They won't... It won't be.
Hey, we're a big percentage of that audience, okay?
It's true.
Quite a large
percentage.
This is
James Campbell for perverts in America.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
You said this show's like hard, softcore porn. I was like, I'm going to write this one down.
Yeah.
Put that on when the wife and the baby are asleep.
POA, Perverts of America.
Yeah.
It's the organization.
Don't you dare disrespect the POA.
And speaking of HBO, HBO Max was relaunched this week as just Max, but apparently... It went brutally. The rebranding could have been just as simple as changing the name, but instead they created an entirely new app that led to many customers not being able to get into their accounts. And when they did, the app would just shut down. There were issues with lagging subtitles, only being able to watch trailers, not the actual show or movie. Screen blackouts where only the audio was available. A spokesperson said, well, a rollout of this scale will always have some issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're working on it. They were minor, luckily, and will be quickly remedied.
I feel like it's just people just trust whatever their IT department tells them. You know, they
right.
just trust them. Like
yep.
they're like, we've got this, HBO. Go ahead.
Yeah,
we're totally ready.
Why did they have to change it all?
So they combined with Discovery, right?
And I thought I heard that. Is it Hulu that might? Oh, no, it's Disney Plus, isn't it? Disney Plus might do the Hulu combination. So that's the new thing. We're starting to see the consolidation start
right,
to happen.
Yeah. They are doing that, but the word is still not sure if they're going to keep Hulu or try to offload it.
Right.
But for now, I think that they're going to blend it in with your Disney Plus membership.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean,
but they have
I
to.
Have HBO.
This. None of us are going to buy 17 streaming apps, right? Or pay
no.
for them. So they're going to have to realize, all right, we'll merge with this one. It'll make us even better. You know, they're all now losing after that initial flood of sign up for a free year or get cheap.
Yep.
They're now like Disney Plus, I believe, lost 4 million people. Over the first quarter of the year, so they realized, damn, we got to offer more.
I feel like HBO will survive all the streaming stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like they have so much content.
Well, it's
but even they realized they had to add more.
Yeah,
right. That's
yeah.
why they picked up Discovery Plus and combined it with it. You need different. You can't just have HBO shows.
No.
You know?
Variety. No.
You have to have other stuff.
Because, like, there's so many HBO shows I have never wasted an ounce of time on.
The Newsroom, if you want to go back and watch one that's really good, was awesome. I mean, as a newsman.
Yeah, no, I remember that show, but I just, you know, that, like, I just finally started watching Barry, which has been on for 4 seasons. Yeah. It's like, you know, sometimes maybe I'll get around to it, and at least they're always usually pumping out really good content themselves.
We'll take a break. When we return, a check of the news on the way. Has a time traveler been arrested in Florida?
Damn it.
What has a pervy cop been up to on his work phone? How did a woman get revenge on her cheating guy? And the Times of India, all still on the way here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Nothing really could ruin your Mexican vacation more than your plane taking some gunfire.
Yeah.
A flight departing Mexico was hit by gunfire. It was cartel crossfire. As they were accelerating for takeoff, the passengers on this plane heard gunshots. That's when they all threw themselves to the floor. How terrifying is that?
I just feel like their plane announcements are crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, listen up, everybody. We just had a cartel fight to the left of us. If you want to take a look at that, just stay. Remember, the windows are not bulletproof.
No!
We're gonna just scoot down the runway a little bit away from these bullets. Ooh, that was a close one. Hey, oh, whoa.
Once the gunfire stops, we will bring you the snacks.
Luckily, it wasn't that big of a gun, so we're okay. No big whoop. Go, that's a larger one. We are going to die. Oh, sorry, I was talking to everybody. Disregard the last thing that was a cool pilot making a jokey joke.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Here with you on this Thursday, the 25th of May, coming up. What has a pervy cop been up to on his work phone? How did a woman get revenge on her cheating guy? During the Times of India, what's the odd way cops were able to catch an Indian cell phone thief? That's all coming up. We'll get started here.
Man, Florida's effed up.
Police in Ocala, Florida say that Daniel Dinkins believes he's a time traveler.
I believe him.
How many people in Florida think they're time travelers? 17%?
3%. 3%.
At least.
Yeah. Dinkins was arrested and charged with burglary after breaking into a home. I guess he threw a brick through a window of the house. Here's the weird part. I'm not sure how I would react to this. He said, I'm from the future.
Yes.
There's a baby sleeping in that room that I need to save from a future event. So if I did have a baby sleeping in that room.
You don't, though.
You don't. But if I did.
Yeah. Yes.
And they don't make that clear. Wouldn't you be... like, oh.
I'd have to size him up, I think.
Would you be like, what?
No, does he look like a homeless man? Do you think he's a
time traveler
man?
That knows I about your baby? Right, no, he's a stalker. Yeah. That's
feel
scary.
Horrible if something did happen to my baby.
Well, I think you can rest easy because his last name's Dinkins. I think at the Time Corps,
yeah,
the Time Corps has their meeting and they're going, they're like, you know, officer this, officer that. Where's Officer Dinkins?
He got arrested.
We can't send Dinkins. Yeah, we can't send Dinkins.
Never should have named your baby John Connor.
Exactly.
No.
No, Dave, you don't think anything that. You think...
I think it would get in my head. If I did have a sleeping baby in that room, I'm like, well, how did he know? And
I'm not going to give him
my baby, but I'm just saying maybe that
come
I like...
In.
You know how you know there's not a time traveler? Because AI's going to kill us all. So right. You know there's no time travelers, guys.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, unless they've sent their own.
Well.
Okay. All right. Trust it.
That's exactly the Terminator movie.
He did take a little dip in their pool, too.
Oh, boy.
You know, got to freshen up.
Got to save your baby.
We knew we had enough time to
take a little swim.
Oh, no. Yeah, here's the dude. You can check him out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, but here's a little bit of the story from Wesh 2 News.
Are trying to figure out why this man allegedly broke into a home in Marion County. Cal police say Daniel Dinkins claimed that he was a time traveler and that he threw a brick through the window of that Ocala home earlier this month to save a baby sleeping in the room from a future event. He also admitted to swimming in the family's pool. Dinkins now faces burglary charges.
I'd be so mad because I'd be like, no, like we still go bald in the future. We can time travel, but yet you're still, your hair is still thinning.
You can't stop you time
Are
travel,
you
but you
kidding
can't stop
me?
Hair loss.
Oh, well, come on. If you can time travel, if we're figuring out time travel, you have to know that the only way we decided to do that is because we fixed boners. We fixed hair loss.
I just like the idea of the captain of the Time Corps sitting outside his jail cell, just like, you had to go for a swim, didn't you?
You know I did.
You were just supposed to save that baby.
I know you think
I know
nuts,
we don't have water in the future.
But I do think it would nag at me. Like, it's like, you know, finding, they say, would you like to know when you're going to die? Mm. Right? That'd always be in your head. It's that wonder of like, oh, God, is my baby going to be okay? Did that guy really know? Was he psychic? That, you know?
Right.
But I know. Look at that guy.
It's okay. I don't think he's a time traveler as much as he gets into mushrooms.
Yeah.
I guess. Again, I wouldn't handle my baby.
He also dove right in your pool. He did.
Well,
you know.
True. Yeah.
There was some.
That'd be upsetting.
Like, if it seemed serious, like if he sat down and had a briefcase and, like, some documents.
Makes you serious. That's all it takes.
If you come to Chuck's house with a briefcase and say you're a time traveler, he is letting you right in.
Who's carrying around a briefcase?
An official document from the Time Corps.
Yeah. No one carries
Anyone
a briefcase.
Who wants to get to the Chuck's house, just bring a briefcase. Yep.
If he has a futuristic briefcase with documents that
skinny
back
tie,
it up,
suit with
then
tie.
I'm like, he tells me the score of the basketball game that night.
Let me see your official time traveler documents.
He tells me the score of the basketball game.
You'd
have
to
here till this game is over.
I mean, and then we're gonna make a lot of money, and then
we know how to scam Chuck now. Just get out of briefcase.
I'm just saying, he'd have to have something official.
Official.
He would.
Time travelers have a briefcase.
Most of them.
They do. It's where they keep their documents.
That's they keep the stuff they're bringing back
I'm
from
trying
the future.
To think if the guy from Bill and Ted's who came back.
He did not.
He did not have it.
No, I don't believe. But that's just a movie. We're talking real life.
I know. We're talking real life.
Realistic stuff.
You're right, Andy. Thank you.
I also like how close Dave was to handing over baby Zane. But if the guy goes in his pool, he's going to drown him.
Yeah, well, come on.
Yeah.
Priorities, right?
Priorities.
All right. Here's another Florida man story. This guy did what a lot of other Floridians do, get nude.
Oh.
If a guy crashes his car into a pole and then goes to a random home naked, it is a pretty safe bet. It happened in Florida. Deltona, Florida, this time to be specific. Initially, police were called to investigate the crash, but the driver wasn't at the scene when they arrived. Not even an hour later, reports came in about a naked man banging on someone's door, and that's when they found 39-year-old Kevin Gardner nude.
Did he have a briefcase, though?
He did not have a briefcase, not claiming to be a time traveler here. When the police found 39-year-old Kevin Gardner nude and with several injuries on his face and legs, he told them that the truck had been stolen. But then he also changed the story a few times after that, and records show he owned the truck.
Investigators say his blood alcohol level was higher than the legal limit, which could explain him being naked.
Probably not.
Now he's facing over a half dozen charges related to the incident. Well, man, I never want a nude man to show up at my door. I know James can't say the same, but yeah.
Could be worse things to show up at your door.
I guess they're good, but generally it's not going to be good.
Right.
No.
No.
It seems to happen a lot.
You never know. Wait a minute. It could be great.
Come on in.
Offer him some tea or something.
I feel like if you're the naked guy and you ring on a, you ring a doorbell or compound on someone's door and they're like, come on in. Like, you should be the one who's afraid.
Right. You know. The table's just turned.
Yeah, they just did a flip.
I've been waiting for you.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Oh, hi.
Please put a towel down before you sit on the couch.
Yeah. Right. I just want to take some pictures. Yeah. Just relax. So take a few pictures.
You went to joshing around?
Yeah. I want to show you a movie.
Are you DTJ down to Josh?
That's once again James Campbell from the Perverts Association of America.
You got to represent that. I got to represent, Dave.
Yep. A Washington, D.C. police officer, he has been busted being a pervert, arrested on charges of voyeurism. Mm. I can't find a picture of the dude, but his name is Officer Larry Garrett. I guess he was conducting a search during which he took a photo of an almost naked woman without her knowledge. The shot of the lady in just her bra was said to be from the neck down, was taken with a department-issued cell phone, too. He's so dumb.
He's just so stupid.
Reportedly, there was another pic that just focused on her pubic region, but that was eventually deleted. Mm. What's more, the woman that was photographed was actually the target of the search. Officer Garrett has pleaded not guilty to the voyeurism charges. He has been suspended pending an investigation, and that's probably why his picture hasn't been released yet.
Yeah, so I guess you're like staking out a house that's over there, but then you like look this way and there's someone almost naked. You know, they're not in the place you're supposed to be looking at.
No, she was the subject of the search.
She was
the subject of the search.
Well, that's just fine police work.
Is that
work.
What it is? Mm-hmm. Vagina police work?
You got to make sure no one has a weapon. Mm. That's what I would say.
Check the freak.
I thought I saw a weapon.
Speaking for the perverts of America.
I saw a weapon. Did you, Officer James?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In here.
He's defending the gun. That's just police work.
That's fine police work.
Protecting. Did you see a weapon?
Absolutely. Better investigate.
Listen, I know Ubers can be pricey, but this guy probably should have sprung for one. A man from Southern Illinois named Timothy Baggett is facing charges after he stole a construction vehicle and drove it right to the airport parking lot so he could catch a flight.
I wonder. Mm. So hopefully a pickup truck and not like an actual like.
No, a backhoe.
Oh, a backhoe.
A backhoe is what he stole. This happened the other day. Airport officials called the cops after they saw a backhoe parked in the airport parking lot and thought, well, that's suspicious.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Security footage showed him driving up in the backhoe, pulling into a parking spot, then hopping out, calmly walking into the airport to catch his flight. Also very bizarre. Here's a quick story on this from KFVS TV.
Williamson County Sheriff describes the recent theft of a backhoe as one of a kind. Take a look. Surveillance video shows the suspect, identified as Timothy Baggett of Carbondale, parking the heavy machinery at the Veterans Airport in Marion. Oh, authorities say Baggett stole the backhoe from a construction site at the intersection of Route 13 and Spillway Road, then drove it 10 miles in order to hop a flight, apparently, to the West Coast.
You hear of people either getting rides from other people, borrowing cars, stealing cars, but yeah, a backhoe being stolen from a job site and driven 10 miles to an airport for an individual to catch a flight all the way to the West Coast carrying a guitar, that is unique.
Yes, it is.
The sheriff says
Baggett is facing felony charges in connection with the theft and says he should expect to be arrested if he returns to Williamson County.
He never will.
So he did steal the backhoe from a construction site. He drove it 10 miles to get there to catch his flight. Obviously, he backed that thing up. He has experience with backhoes. He must, right?
Yeah, he
was. Oh, yeah, no.
He
it
backed
seems
it into
like
a
it.
Parking spot.
He knew to put the... He put the, like, whatever front the loader. Thing is, the front loader part down on the ground. He was like, oh, I'll put that right down on the ground. Don't want to...
Me and James were running late for a Boston flight one time. I'm surprised we didn't show up in a backhoe.
Where in the hell did you guys get that?
Don't ask questions. We got here, didn't we?
That's true.
You guys literally ran on at the last minute, if I recall.
The backhoe would not have got us to the airport on time.
Yeah, it wouldn't have. No.
Me going a smidge over the legal limit is what got us to the airport
were
on
you,
time.
Were you, those are the days of the Homo Hot Rod?
No. Yep. The Renegade was pushed to its limits.
Yeah. All four of those handcrafted in Italy cylinders, I'm told.
We were already there.
Yeah, like, we were just like, hey, we made it. Those oh guys my God, aren't they're make getting it. On the yeah, plane.
Those guys aren't going to make it. And then you came barreling down the aisle. We knew that. And you looked a bit disheveled.
Oh, yeah, I always do.
Yeah.
Okay. And I apologize to Andy as we were getting on the highway. I'm like, sorry, but I'm going to have to go super fast.
Well, I was like, all right.
Yep.
I'm like, we should Buckle be okay.
5-point harness activated.
But yeah, we might as well have showed up in a backhoe.
Mm. They actually did just track this guy down in Vegas.
Okay.
And he is facing charges for theft in excess of $10,000.
Oh, man. Ooh. I thought he was going to be free to follow his musical dreams.
No. Not so much if you steal. Too bad. I mean, just listen, just get a ride.
Yeah.
Uber.
Yeah.
20, like 25 bucks.
He bought a plane Uber ticket.
Yeah, that's true. They no one will pick him up.
Yeah.
Well, you may have heard by now that Ozempic is the hot new weight loss drug, but unfortunately, there's always side effects, right? And the latest side effect that's being discussed, it can make you poop the bed.
Well, oh, geez. Huh?
What? Why is it? Because I see that all over.
It's the diabetic.
Everybody, like everybody's saying to use it for weight loss.
Yeah.
The drugs initially designed for people with type 2 diabetes are now being prescribed to those looking to lose some weight, with many hailing it as a miracle. But if the medication sounds too good to be true, it's because it is, at least for users who are rushing to the restroom or waking up with soiled sheets. About 30% of the users say they've suffered from diarrhea. 24% the opposite. They're constipated. They can't poop.
I'd rather be that.
That's so much better than diarrhea.
In the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Diarrhea in the bed.
On Reddit, there's an Ozempic, the bed club, where people are telling their stories about waking up covered in their own poop.
Can we join that club right now?
Sure
can. That seems always like one of the funniest clubs.
This guy said, I quite literally myself while sleeping. It's a first. Been a tough few days of diarrhea after my first injection. Injected once per week in the stomach, thigh, or arm. While they help the pancreas release the right amount of insulin when blood sugar levels are high, this chemical is produced while we eat. It tells the brain that we're full. It helps people feel less hungry, feel full faster, stay full longer. But it does so when we're actually not full.
Yeah.
So the other part of it is people aren't pooping. One woman wrote in the same Reddit thread, I actually haven't pooped in 2 weeks and 2 days.
That's too long. You know? That's
why
too
do you
long.
Let it go that long? That's so dangerous.
Another concurred, I couldn't go for the life of me. And another woman said she spent a week without defecating.
I feel like, so, you know, one of the things they say that's happening out there is that, you know, people are getting obese and yet they are malnourished because the foods that we are deciding to eat are almost like
no nutritional
value in it. If you know it's been a couple days before you've crapped, you can just have some bran flakes, you know, you can just like take some Metamucil and
I don't know if it, I mean, you would assume if you haven't gone in a couple of weeks, you've done everything.
I think a lot of times it's just, they're going about their normal everyday business and they're just eating the stuff that they normally eat. Like
after a couple of weeks, aren't you going to need surgery or something?
After a couple of weeks, you're going to.
Yeah. This woman said, yep, it's true. She just texted us in. She said, I'm a female on that drug and I literally poop in my car.
I think it's dangerous for people to be doing this. I don't know.
I'll stop taking it. Everyone's so desperate to lose weight.
Well, you know what it is.
Well, we've talked about
it's people with type 2 diabetes who are in real trouble.
There's another listener who's been on it for 2 months, lost 53 pounds. So that's why people are doing it, right? They will poop their bed. They will poop themselves.
Yeah.
They're losing over 50 pounds in a couple
of months. How many times?
53 pounds? You know how hard that is to lose?
I know.
That's why to me it'd be worth it to poop your bed.
Can I be honest, waking up in your own poop? I bet that person has changed a lot about their life. And they just happen to also be on that. Like, I think, like, if I'm going to do my style of thing, which is do nothing different, I'm just going to be pooping the bed with zero upside.
So a lot of these people that get constipated say they know at some point it's going to come out. And unfortunately, you don't have a lot of choice when it does. That woman that didn't go for a week, she ended up pooping while sleeping. On another thread, this person said, taking a walk today, felt like I needed to go number two. Figured, okay, I'll just go when I get home 10 minutes away.
No.
Started becoming more and more urgent. Suddenly, yep, I crap myself in public. A liquidy mess about 5 minutes away from my house. Horrible walk home.
So that's what a lot pounds. Of. Yeah, 53 pounds. Like, how many deuces in your bed? Is that worth at least two deuces? 53 pounds, I'll deuce in my bed every night if that's what it takes.
Do not have to change anything, but I still drop 53 lbs.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Someone said, I've been on this medication for a while. It makes my jizz.
What?
Like drywall spackle.
Well, something's wrong.
Jesus.
Drink some water. Okay, bud? Yeah.
I want to consult a medical professional.
Listen, man. 53 pounds... I lose 53 pounds. I look great. I'm looking great.
But you'd be so buff. You're spackling out your wiener.
But that's the downside, huh?
I see a lot of people that are on it, you know, on TV or whatever, and they lose the weight. They don't look healthy. I think they're losing muscle mass, too. Or
well,
they're
you can't help it, you know.
Working out or it just looks unhealthy to me.
Okay. Well, here's part of the problem. In order, sometimes, if it's not genetic... To get type 2 diabetes, it's your life choices, you know, sometimes. Not for everybody. Some people are just predisposed. But, like, I'm not a workout guy. So it's tough to become a workout guy, even though the doctor wants to put me on the poop my pants drug. When really all I need to do is go for some walks and do some working out, move my body around.
Change your diet.
You know.
Wow. My wife was on Ozempic till they started charging $1,000 a dose. That's a lot of money to poop yourself.
Yeah, they charge a lot of money.
Damn.
They're cheap. If the insurance doesn't cover it, because you're not type 2.
Someone said, I do have type 2 diabetes. I was on that. The only medicine that could get me to lose weight, I was at 222 for almost 5 years. The only thing that got me under 200 pounds was that, but I couldn't keep it. I had such bad reactions. Yeah. And then the price tag made me stop taking it.
Yeah, so that's the catch is the price and the poops.
Price and the poops,
right?
Yeah. Never, the two P's.
Never easy.
This woman said, I'm a nurse. I had a patient on Ozempic develop a small bowel obstruction on that. Yikes. Required surgery to fix it.
See, that's the scariest, one of the scariest things that you can go through. That's why you say constipated for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, that means you're going to have to go to a doctor.
Have yet to poop the bed, someone said, but have wicked farts.
Oh. Yeah, it's not a great sell, you know? It's not a great sell.
I don't know, 53 pounds in 2 months is still a pretty good sell to me. Huh?
You know, you know what
I'm
throwing
into a diaper. I'll go to bed with a diaper on.
I'll say this. I think it's an easier sell for someone who is, like, set in every aspect of their life where it's like, I've got a wife, I've got a family... A wife or a husband, they don't necessarily get to, like, go anywhere when you crap the bed with them in it.
No.
But, like, you're just got a girlfriend or you're trying to get a girlfriend.
That's quite a gamble,
You got wicked farts.
My mom lost 100 pounds on the drug in 8 months. If she eats anything greasy or overprocessed, she has severe diarrhea. So that's the problem. Much like that other drug,
Yeah. That gave people, you know, fecal urgency.
Right.
And
I wonder if some people are mixing the two up.
Well, no, but I think maybe that's the problem, right? Like, you probably still should be eating. You can't just, you know, I'll be on this drug and have cheeseburgers and chicken wings.
Exactly. Change your diet.
Yeah. You have to change your diet. So if people are thinking, oh, well, I'll just get this shot and then eat whatever I want still, it's probably blasting it out of them.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's a shot.
So maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe if you get the shot and you eat healthy, you wouldn't have those side effects. Possibly. I don't know.
You go for a walk, too.
Prevent those glucose spikes. Everyone does, really.
Yeah.
Not just diabetics.
Such an incredible amount of weight to lose, though. I can see why people are just pooping their beds.
Are you thinking about it, Andy?
Yeah, I kind of was.
Think about how many runs you could eliminate from your day.
If you're on it for 3 months and then you lose all that weight, and then
but you'll gain it back once you stop. So is that another thing?
Yeah, like, if you don't change, if you don't abuse, but if you do change, but you can go off that drug,
you just can't eat whatever you want and when you
you gotta like still eat healthy and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only way to stay skinny anyway.
Right.
Like, the people that I know that have got skinny, stayed skinny, they legitimately, like, their life is completely different than the person that I knew them before. And it still is, you know? They eat peppers.
Being skinny doesn't mean you don't have wicked farts still. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Not on any weight loss shots.
There is a skinny man with wicked farts.
Yeah, he's pretty healthy, but still have some wicked farts.
Yep, I bet.
Wife was on it, had runny poops. Ended up switching her to something else. Then she got constantly nauseous and pooped in the car twice.
Wow. Whoa. That sounds like not the best.
Not the best. That's the worst. Pooping in my car. That's like such a low in my life.
I know.
At least you're not pooping on the streets.
Can I be honest with the way that I am already? And, you know, I can't add any more urgency or any more.
You do not need any more, urgency.
Risk
like
factors.
You push your b-hole to the limit as it is, right?
I can't. You know, and I'm like, I have a food service that brings me food. I eat like fairly decently, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, I can't add into the mix random craps. I can't. 45-minute drive. That's no good. No,
you're already, as we said, pushing it to the limit.
Yep.
You cannot risk anymore. But they also, you guys, don't know the long-term effects of this. For people that actually don't need to use this drug and they're just injecting it into themselves to lose weight, what is that going to do to them down the road?
Yeah, they don't know that.
They don't know. It's all so new.
Yeah.
People just think it's this miracle weight loss drug, but you don't know what it's going to do to you.
Who cares when you're looking hot in your bathing suit?
All right.
Six-pack abs.
James is fine with another eyeball.
If I came in here at 187, I would be like,
I pooped the bed three nights a week, but look how buff my abs are.
My penis grew 2 inches.
Sure did.
Gastric bypass someone else got, and that also caused fecal emergencies.
That's a tough one.
It does?
I guess if you overload your now new tiny.
You can't.
You can. Like, that's
your body
the thing.
just reacts, right?
Yeah. Oops, I felt like stapling my lips together. Just giving it a small area.
I figured
you got to lose weight.
Chuck, what do you think
about that? My problem would be, like, I would still be drinking shakes or something. I'd figure it out.
Gained weight on his clothes.
Yeah,
he stapled his lips and gained weight.
He went on his own blizzard diet.
Dang it. It didn't work.
Not sure if it's.
I don't know.
The best
like, you
idea.
Can also try to walk and.
Yeah, know. Did you see my post yesterday with the donut truck on my walk?
Well, that's evil. That was evil.
What?
There was a donut truck on my walk yesterday with the smell.
Oh, that's
smells
making
of fresh
donuts
on your
truck.
New no
that was
sugar.
So mean.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Mean.
I was very vocal. Like the whole walk, I'm like, really a donut? I mean, I was saying this out. I was by myself with Douglas, and I was just saying it out. Really, you put a donut truck here? That's mean. That's just mean.
If I ever run into a donut truck on one of my walks, I'm gonna go ahead and bang on the truck and be like, you move it down out of here. Move along. Get it. Move along. This is my route.
If I ever run into a donut truck on one of my walks, I'm going to be like,
How much for 12?
Yeah, 1,000 hot donuts, please.
Thank you.
Hot, delicious donuts.
Yeah, I thought about losing weight for a minute, but now. No, this is the universe telling me don't.
Do you have chocolate glazed?
Yeah.
Oh, were they hot? Were
yes.
They
yes.
Oh, no! Making them fresh, right in the truck. I was making them.
But it was for a private event, so I could like I was not you know, invited or whatever.
Oh, you would have got in with Douglas, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, sorry. Oh, is this a private event?
I'm not
event?
Eating, you know, I'm not. Yeah, I'm just I know. Like, no. But it was very mean.
She's new, no sugar, Lisa. Remember?
Yeah. I know. I was like, why did you put this here?
Oh, that is like cool. Someone's
those
like,
smells.
Hey, those ladies are bringing the donut to them.
Delicious.
Oh, hot. Is there anything better than the smell of
fresh hot donuts?
Fresh
donuts
hot donuts
would help do this back to me, like make me fat again. Like donuts.
That's what did it, right?
Yeah. Donuts.
That donut truck that came here one day and made us cronuts. Like, if I passed that, you think I wouldn't be able to buy any?
Exactly.
Even as I was telling them to move along, I'd probably be like, give me one now real quick, carry it. Let me try one of those. You son of a bitch. Come on. Move along. Get out of here. Give me the 12 and get out.
Yeah, I don't know. A warm donut to the touch.
Oh, my God. F you right now. Anonymous with us in Boston. How you doing?
How's she going, eh?
We're talking about the trouble with this new weight loss drug that can make people poop themselves or the bed. You had a comment.
Yeah, this was Ozempic. So back in 2016, 2017, when it first got approved, my mom went to a program in Boston where they tried to train them to eat healthy, minimize it, but bad quick. Like within a month, just... She was on it for a year and she lost the weight. She probably lost almost 100 pounds.
Yeah, but how many craps?
Oh,
she did. Yeah, she did. Because you don't change anything.
No. Right.
Yeah, it just sucks, man. Changing stuff, it's the worst and hardest thing.
How many times did your mom crap herself?
Oh, God. I mean, 2 to 3 times a day, maybe, on average.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes.
Oh, no.
And she's severe diabetic, so they were they pump her with insulin. I mean,
they were trying.
She's on another one now that it's similar. It's not as bad, but it still gives her so many issues.
Yeah.
Be careful with it.
Mongiorno or something? Is that what it's called?
Mongiorno?
I think so.
Yeah.
No, she just got off of that, actually.
Okay.
There's that one was bad, too.
All right, thanks. Mom, you crap yourself again?
Three times a day. I can't do it twice a day. Crap myself twice a day. The amount of laundry I'd have to do.
Oh, Jesus. You just have to be in diapers. You couldn't take a chance,
right?
You couldn't.
Diapers.
Well, Lisa, you poop yourself once.
If I'm pooping myself twice a day, I'm in diapers.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Because you're not, I mean, how many car seats do you need to ruin before?
You can't.
Just put a towel down.
James with all the solutions.
James is willing to
sacrifice. Listen, James sacrifices his bowels all the time, so he doesn't care.
Listen, no one has prepped to poop themselves more than James Campbell.
I'm always ready.
He's always ready.
James,
and
you
he's
say
got
that until
out.
You. I know you crapped your pants as a child, but as a grown man, you, not that I know of, have not. Until you do, that I think that will change your opinion on this.
I mean, I had a little accident with the baby a month or two ago, so
the baby. Poop himself, or
no, not having anybody help watch the baby yet.
Urgency.
Yeah, a little urgency. We had chemical diet caught up with you.
A little poo poo. We'll say. Destroyed a pair of Avengers underwear.
You're stuck.
We learned so much.
Oopsie poopsie.
That's too bad.
Yeah. The baby just laughed at me.
Well, sure.
Well, yeah.
He pooped like you.
They probably made the same face.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I know your pain, Dad. Like, no, you're
red-faced.
Yeah, I know you don't know my pain because I've been trying to hold it.
You could have brought the baby into the bathroom with you.
I feel weird doing that. I mean, I do that now after the incident. But
we'll just call it the incident.
Yeah.
That was your mistake. You were really trying too hard.
I'm trying to protect him, you know, from having to see me on the toilet making all sorts of sounds and smells. And
he doesn't know
any better.
What you got to do is get one of the, I don't know what the hell they were called, but it was like this like foamy chair thing that you could just sort of shove them in.
Oh, I have a thing I can put them on.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
So. Someone said, I had to give it up because the thought of farting made me break into a sweat. I just realized that's no way to live.
The thought of farting?
Because you can't trust a fart.
Yeah,
because
if you fart at any time,
you're blowing your butt out.
Because I know myself, like, there are days I know you can't trust it. But that I have plenty of days that I know I'm going to be okay.
Right, but now knowing you can never trust it.
That's what I mean. I can't even imagine going to that headspace where you've lost all trust in yourself.
I mean, there's a chance if someone in this show starts it, they will crap themselves during the show.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a chance I am not on it and I could crap myself during the show. It's been very close.
Unless you're fasting, right? Then you don't have that issue.
No, like it. I mean, it all depends. Like if you're fasting,
wouldn't it always be liquid then?
I think you run into some of the other problems where, like, maybe you might go a whole day because you didn't eat a ton
and
of
then
stuff.
You eat it all at once,
and then maybe it all hits at once. Ooh. You know, so it all depends on the timing there, Lise.
Someone said on the drug, literally driving across Tampa Bay on the bridge, had to pull over because I was going to crap myself. On that bridge, there's nowhere to go.
No,
I don't know what you're going to do. You go over the side of the bridge.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, why would you pull over on the bridge? It seems like
because the traffic there sometimes is insane, like right? Have to. Like, what are you going to do?
You know, you're not getting away with it.
Somebody's pooping in the pedestrian walk.
Yeah, no.
Oh, and this is someone tried the Chuck. I had double draw surgery. So my mouth was wired shut for 8 weeks. I thought, oh my God, I'm going to lose so much weight. Until I learned I could blend cake and ice cream. Ugh. I lost not a single pound.
I don't need to know that.
Wow, that's actually a brilliant idea.
Never even thought about that.
You can blend cake and ice cream?
Yeah, yeah. So you're not even really making a shake. You're literally just blending cake and ice cream.
Just liquefying a delicious dessert.
Man.
Happy birthday.
That's what I mean. So
about diarrhea.
Yeah. That's all it would be.
Oof. That would.
Yeah.
That's the best cause of diarrhea you could probably
That's
have.
That's funny because you get a blender usually to make smoothies and healthy stuff and you're like putting cake and ice cream.
You're right. You're like, oh, I'm juicing cake and ice cream.
What is that, the ninja there?
Yeah, I got the fruit ninja.
Yeah, you're going to make a smoothie? Oh, is that cake?
Sort of a smoothie. It's going to be smooth by the time I'm done with it, but I've got some.
What do you put in your cake smoothie?
Generally, just a cake. And then some ice cream. and then a nice dollop of icing. You got to get that in there.
You do.
Got to have the whipped cream on top.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Imagine getting your jaw wired shut for 2 months and not losing a pound.
Oh, man. It would be really disappointing.
Change your brain.
Yeah. And that's the biggest. Until they come up with a pill that changes your brain, it's going to be pretty tough. It's pretty tough out there, you know? I've been eating the way I've been eating since I was 3 years old. Tough to switch. Tough to switch it up.
Oh, there's a place that does sell a cake shake.
What?
Portillo's.
Of course, this is where we go. We go from...
Yeah. I know, how to lose weight quick to how to get a chocolate cake shake. Yeah.
Easily derailed to the shake.
Where can we find one of these shakes. Fat innovations?
Oh my God.
I think we just found it.
Chocolate cake shake. There.
What?
Chocolate cake shake.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, it's at that place. Has anyone ever been there?
I have not. Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Chuck, you haven't been?
Oh, look, they do.
It's an East Side place, right?
They do put a whole piece of cake in there.
Let me see it. You should probably watch it.
Let's make it.
Oh, like this guy. Okay, so he's doing it.
Chocolate syrup. Look at all these cakes. Now we slice our cake, drop it in, and blend it up. Only 10 calories.
I'm going right now. Only 10 calories. Who else wants one?
Not true.
Oh, wow.
That's heaven if that existed.
Oh, can you imagine?
Like, the 10 calorie chocolate cake shake?
Like, you could eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
They do a strawberry lemon cake shake.
I think that that would be. Like, if I had a genie's wish.
That would be it, right?
Like, if because, you know, you could ask for all you could ask for all the money in the world. But there's, like, no guarantees that, you know, even our money is going to last. So you could end up getting something that in 5 years is worthless. But to say that you could eat any food and it would just...
You'd be healthy.
And it would just keep you healthy.
Because, like, no money in the world
would be to wish for that unhealthy food was healthy.
Yeah. Like you're like, if I eat a piece of chocolate cake, it's like I just ate broccoli. Carrots or broccoli and ran 4 miles.
It was like a quinoa bowl.
Yeah. I even think a genie would be like, I can't do that, man. Yeah. We can't do that.
Yeah. Genie denies the wish.
Yeah, genie's like, I wish.
No, we only
I
have
wish.
This drug that poops yourself.
That was my wish.
The genie will be like, well, you can do it, but you're going to have diarrhea in your bed.
Yeah.
That's just the way these wishes work. That's,
all the wishes contain diarrhea.
Yeah.
Well, we're just talking about the smells, how they can attract you, so you will understand this next story. A bear charged a worker inside a Connecticut bakery. And then ate dozens of cupcakes.
Yeah. Bears love delicious food.
Oh my god!
They do.
Why wouldn't they?
Of course, yeah. You understand. You know what a bakery smells like. Here's the latest on this. Now
I've almost kicked a bakery's door in
from NBC Connecticut. Yeah, this was the sound of Chuck going into a bakery the other day.
Exactly.
Chuck, are you? What do you get? Chuck, they'll get you a cupcake.
Let's go.
Just wait your turn, dude. Just wait. Just a line up. It's okay. Vanilla or chocolate? Vanilla, fine.
You just got to be like, get out of here, bear. Get out of here.
No. You know, like the gym I used to belong to a long time ago, the place right next to it was a bakery.
Yeah, that's
was
mean too.
A bakery.
It's torturous.
That is torturous.
You walk
that's
out horrible. After doing like a nice
God,
workout.
So mad.
Oh my God.
It was terrible.
And they would like keep the door open.
Mm-mm.
You
course.
Know? Yeah.
There's an ice cream place like, right across the street from one of the gyms I go to. Yeah. And you can like sit there on a treadmill and stare at the ice cream place.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bad times. Horrible.
But I know they were like, yes. I know because I think the bakery came first.
Oh.
And then the gym opened in like a so it's like kind of like a strip mall type of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm telling that place was jammed. And guess who it was jammed full of?
Biggies.
People at the gym.
Yeah.
Yep.
Biggies Smalls.
Yep.
So back to the story about the bear breaking into the bakery. Here's the story from NBC Connecticut.
It was quite the morning at this Avon Bakery. Kitchen supervisor Maureen Williams was in the back and loading up her truck when she came face to face with a hungry, four-legged visitor.
It was a pretty decent-sized bear.
A bear that apparently couldn't resist the sweet smell of cookies, cupcakes, and customers' orders. So he followed the scent into the garage.
It was shock at first, obviously. And then, my next thought was, okay, the bear's going away. Let me try to save the product.
Williams says she tried closing the van's left passenger door to keep the bear out and protect the desserts, which were supposed to go to the bakery's South Windsor location. But Williams' heroic plan came
to a
halt.
That's like a sexy bear shot.
I think I was about here and realized the bear was still outside, but the bear turned around and started coming this way. And at that point, kind of did that little bluff noise, started to get a little quicker. And that's when I'm like, no, I can't get to this door to shut it.
According to Deep, bear home break-ins reached a new record in 2022, with 67 incidents reported. But bears into businesses is a new one. Maureen told us she ran back inside before the bear could come any closer. Before officers arrived on scene, Avon Police says the bear ran off, leaving behind this suspicious trail of cupcakes.
You see him, he's got like plastic bags full of it all, running away on his back feet.
Now, the store owner says that bear polished off 60 cupcakes, which caused a delay in opening their South Windsor store. It's also important to note that we just heard back from Deep. We'll hear more from them coming up at 6.
I've polished off 60 cupcakes one time, too. So, yep, Stella made a whole bunch of them.
Oh, that would make that bear so sick, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
60
he was paying for
sugar
that.
Cupcakes.
Yeah, but he doesn't know. He doesn't know the diarrhea that's yet to come.
He
just knows
sure.
how good it tastes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he'll be. But the problem is now he knows sweet, delicious treats are there, right?
He'll be back.
Oh. He's going to be back. They always come back.
They always are going to have to trap him.
Going to have to put him down.
Have to move him. If I was the bear, I'd want you to ask me. You know, because if they caught me, I'd want them to be like, okay, we can take you now because you found sweets and we can drop you in the middle of the forest where you'll never find sweets ever again in your whole entire life.
Uh-huh.
Or we can put you down.
put
you'd
me down.
Say put me down?
Put me down. A bear, once he gets 60 cupcakes, life is never going to be that
it's
good
like cocaine,
again.
Right? That's yeah. like cocaine.
It's going to be it'll never be the same again.
Maybe they can just leave some cupcakes out for him.
Like, that would be nice.
You now you're paying the bear off. Cupcakes. Like yeah, exactly. You do the mob outside. Like protection.
Yeah, he just knocks on the door. Hello. He gave me. He asks for certain kinds. And then he just takes his little bags again and goes. That'd be nice. That's best case scenario.
Sugar bear.
If you would pay for him, that'd be great.
They got to get the bear on Ozempic. Right?
Yeah. He's like, oh, diarrhea.
All right, coming up, the Times of India. What's the odd way cops were able to catch an Indian cell phone thief? Let's find out.
The Times of India.
It took about a dozen tiny droplets of blood splattered on the road to track down a 25-year-old man accused of breaking into an Uber driver's car and stealing his cell phone at knife point. It's the crazy thing. Like, someone steals your cell phone here, the cops won't give a damn.
No.
They're not going to do it. No. They're not going to take DNA at the scene.
No.
And find blood and trace it to you. They won't care. Officers say this incident took place earlier this week, about 4:20 in the morning, when an Uber driver, 35-year-old Santosh, was inside his car in North Delhi. Two people arrived on a scooter, broke his side window, pointed a sharp weapon at him, and demanded his cell phone. The complainant chased the duo in his car. After a while, he was able to bump one of the guys off their scooters,
oh boy,
who then fell and collided with his vehicle.
Yeah, so he ran him right over.
But since both of the accused persons were armed, the Uber driver turned around and called the cops, which rushed to the scene. The robbers by that time had already fled. When they checked security footage, they noticed one of the accused sustained injuries on his head during the collision, and that's when they saw the blood stains on the road. The officer just kept following a trail of blood droplets, which eventually led them to the park where Rahul was hiding between two trees.
Yep, that's just fine police work. Also a man bleeding to death, but I mean, I think when you fall off a scooter and get run over, you have a head injury.
They do full pursuit for just a cell phone over there.
Yeah, they do.
The robbed cell phone was recovered. This man, though, is listed, as they describe it, in grievous condition.
Well, that can't be good.
No.
Yeah, I thought so.
You bounce your head off a car.
I can't believe he got up and walked away.
I know.
But dripping blood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's all cracked up.
Woozy. Yeah, I think it's all cracked up.
No good. All for a cell phone.
Yeah. Which they probably would have sold for not much.
Nope. Not much at all.
Nope.
Just be careful.
Yeah.
Those are my thoughts. Not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
The only show on the air littered with obscure historical facts about sex acts you never knew you needed to hear.
It's not uncommon back in the day for royal nannies to give teenage boys an HJ before bed to help them sleep.
I love the historical facts we learn on this show.
Mostly about hand jobs.
We're number one with hand job facts.
Yeah.
Well, if you gotta be number one at something, this isn't the worst. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Ask Dave and Chuck the Freak is up next. Should a listener lie for a woman in court? How did a female listener see her dad's beehole?
Mm.
And what's the crazy thing a listener in the military woke up to
All that and more coming up right after this on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Seniors at the Village's retirement community in Florida, we've been told and we've seen pictures, they're tying different colored loofahs to the top of their cars to let people know what gets them horny. Different colors are supposed to mean different things. For example, purple loofahs means you want to watch. Someone said, I do live in Florida. I see this all the time, especially in my neighborhood. Saw a car yesterday with several different colors. What does that mean? Well, if you go all by this, it could mean different things.
Exactly.
They could be a voyeur. They could be in
full swap. Bisexual voyeur.
Oh, they're out of the blue. You better go ask if they have some blues in the back.
Yeah. Where are the blues? Yeah.
Everyone's in the full swap.
Yes. I'm in the lowest level of full swap. I need a blue. Where am I going to go? I can't leave here with a yellow. Someone's going to think I'm into the medium level of full swap. Oh, how confusing.
Does that look blue? That's teal.
Teal.
I have a
Is
hard
it blue
time.
Or teal?
Yeah. The bridester wouldn't even know. He'd be like, is it blue, brown? I'm colorblind. I have no idea.
He'd be approached by all sorts of people.
You know, is it pink? Is that orange? I don't know.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Here with you on this Thursday, the 25th of May. Coming up, time for Ask Dave and Chuck the Freak. If you ever have a comment, a question, a concern, you can always reach us. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. That's email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. On the way, how did a female listener see her dad's beehole? What's the crazy thing a dude in the military woke up to? But first, should this guy lie for a lady in court? He says this, hey guys, I'm on the verge of caving into my male weakness and I need to ask you guys about it. About a month ago, I started dating the hottest girl I've ever been with by far.
Okay. Careful. And be careful then.
I'm not sure there's a future here, but it's definitely an incredible time.
Yep.
There's your answer.
Yep.
Anyway, she's got this way of batting her eyes and talking to me that seems to be able to talk me into just about anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she is facing a wee bit of a hit and run charge that I didn't know about from a few months ago.
Oh, man.
This was
so stupid,
before
Lisa.
We
don't
met.
I don't know what to say. I apologize.
Her plan is to use me as her alibi to show she couldn't have been anywhere near that scene at the time of the accident.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Okay, so I know that he is under a spell right now. But if you've paid any attention to any other court case ever, you know that they know exactly where you are. At all times, for real. Like they know your phone. They can, like, they're like, he's going to come out and he's going to say, oh no, she was with me. And then it'll be like, well, that's funny because we have like the tracking of a phone, her phone, in that area right there during those times, blah, blah, blah. And then you are, I don't know, under arrest.
Now you perjured yourself.
Yeah, don't do that.
He says, I know that when she turns on the charm, I can't resist.
Oh,
she's manipulating you.
Before I decide to go along with it, I figured I had to reach out to you guys. I need to know exactly how much trouble I could get into if this ruse gets busted.
Oh, my gosh.
Or okay, should I just end this?
Get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, like what is the charge for lying in court?
She's on her own.
Perjury.
Perjury, right.
Right, so like.
Hit and run. She ran. Not a good person.
No.
A felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison or a fine of not more than $10,000.
He's going to become the hottest girlfriend Bubba's ever had.
Yeah.
Or both. So you could get a $10,000 fine, 5 years behind bars. Is yep. that worth it for the hottest piece of tail
that
you've
won't
had?
Won't be around, especially but, after you do this and she's gone.
The power of a hot chick.
Yeah. It's so powerful. It's so powerful.
She knows it, too. She knows she's got that power.
Really attracted to someone.
I'd probably be on court like,
sir, Mr. Green, can
possible.
You speak to the whereabouts?
I was with her. Oh, look at her.
Yes, I
understand. Was with her all the time. I'm with her all the time. There's no way.
Okay, but on
she's
this
too
evening,
perfect. She's too perfect.
We placed her
crimes.
Car at the scene of a hit and run.
Oh, you didn't. Because I was with her the whole time.
But that's funny that you were saying you were there when you were placed somewhere several miles away.
At a Chipotle.
I was with her. I'm at telling you. I just that she came later to Chipotle. And then
she was never seen on security
look
camera.
Look how hot she is, man.
Yep. $10,000.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's whatever.
Your buddy at the Chipotle counter says you ordered the usual burrito bowl.
Of course they
and
sold
you're
me
And you were alone.
I swear to God, I didn't see any woman with him.
This is my concern. This that they would have some stuff that they're like, we're not going to need this. No one's going to say they were with her, but they have it just in case. And you're going to lie, and then they're going to be like, oh, I'm so sorry, but we have this. Like, I saw and this is from, like, years ago. It was a politician who was driving down a road, hit someone, got out, realized they hit someone, took off, okay? It was his cell phone of how they figured it out. Mm. They know where you are.
Yep.
They could tell what apps and stuff he was on. They could tell he was looking at an app when he hit the person.
First of all, you're turning to Dave and Chuck the Freak for legal advice.
Right.
Yep.
That's
you, are.
Mistake.
You are. You are. You're right. You're right.
Get you one of those. Mm. But second, no, you can't do this. Are you kidding? I get it.
God, she must be attractive.
He said by far the hottest girl he's ever been with. He says real life porn star stuff.
I mean, I can understand. When you are, as a guy, when you are just super attracted to someone, you're not thinking straight. You're not.
Here's what Keegan has to say about this.
Keegan,
you want to chime in.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, so a couple years back, I got charged with the fleeing, eluding. There was no way in the world the cops were going to catch me. No way in the world. And, you know, after a year battling in court, they ended up showing me a map. And the map was the GPS coordinates of my phone.
Yeah.
Sure enough, kid ran in Rochester at 7:05. I was in Rochester at 7:05. That dude's screwed. Don't lie. Send her to the curb, man.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I mean, what you got to do is be there for support.
Yeah.
Not there to get her out of something, but right. Like, listen, I know you did this thing, but we're going to get through it together. Let me pay all your fines.
No.
Chuck.
Yes.
That's how to really do it.
That's how to do it, guys. That's how to do it. You know, Dart. Dart, you know the only way to save this one.
Yeah.
You pay her fines.
Chuck.
You don't go to jail. You work for her for the next few months and hope it goes on for a bit longer. That's the reality of the situation. You want the truth? That's it.
Really bad advice there from Chuck the Freak.
Nope.
You don't lie.
It's not terrible advice. It's not terrible. The worst advice would be like, yes, lie in court. Lie. No, pay for her stuff.
Don't do that.
As you normally would for someone who's a 10,
listen, it's
a
up
porn
to you.
Star come to life.
Up to you if you want to stick with her. I feel like your porn star fantasy is about to come to an end when you don't lie for her in court.
Yeah, she's gone.
She'll definitely drop you like a hot potato. But if by chance you stick around, then yeah, you can be there to support her when she does go to jail.
Your only chance pays the price for this. Is to pay the fine. That's your only chance because you're going to say no to her.
Don't pay the fine.
But say, listen, I can't do that, but I'll pay the fine.
Retired cop, just backing this up, said, I used to get search warrants for phones all the time. Map tracks your position.
Yeah.
We solve so many hit and runs that way. So you will get busted. Well, do not lie for her in court.
And the second you put yourself in as like, I'm a witness and I was there, then they're able, their defense team or the prosecutor is able to then look at your phone and track where you were.
Right.
And we'll know not that you getting, are
lying.
Yeah, you're not getting away with it.
Let us know what you decide to do. If
I already know what he's going to do.
No,
he's lying.
He's going to court.
Oh my God.
He's going to lie. He was just hoping we would say do the same thing.
Oh, God.
That's it. Half of advice is just wanting to hear what you're already going to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, the next message also came in to email at daveandchuckthefreak.com. She says, keep me anonymous for the love of everything that is good. So I sent you guys a story a while back about my dad accidentally sending me nudes.
I remember something about it.
Yeah, I have to let you guys know that he sent me actually a picture of his beehole.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, man. And I need to add some context before I give you an update. So this... I was on a work trip in the air when I got these messages. I was actually sharing a room with my dad. After dealing with that trauma, I couldn't share a room with him anymore. So I called his boss and said, I can't tell you why, but I can't share a room with my dad right now. Something awful happened. I can't be in the same room as him. Luckily, his boss was really understanding. I got my own room. On to the update. My parents no longer together when this situation transpired. However, for many years, my dad refused to admit he was into men, but he was so bad at hiding things. He would let me borrow his work computer. There'd be emails of him setting up a threesome behind a hardware store. Jesus, Dad.
Yeah, this is trouble.
Threesome behind a hardware store.
Some of the best threesomes are there. They're hot.
Yep. He would send nudes, different nudes that I unfortunately had to see. He sent them to men from all over the area. He let my grandfather use his computer. My grandfather wanted to take pictures with his grandchildren. As we open up the webcam, at the bottom where the picture's saved, there was a picture of his erect penis. Yep. Again, this is all on his work computer. Took him a few years, but finally my dad has admitted everything. And luckily, I have not received any more nudes for him, especially not in the goatsy. Thank God.
You know, my brain, I was like, oh, my God, that's so hilarious, because now you know that the girl that he's now with is into that. Like, you don't send that to someone who's not after that.
Well, and I mean...
Like, I would never, to entice anyone, I wouldn't, like, out of nowhere.
Sending pics of their b-holes has got to be 99% gay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think only 1% of straight men send pics of their beeholes.
Unless you're dating like the RJ queen of the
county.
Exactly.
Calendar. I mean, you could come across that. It might happen.
That's
but
a terrible
it's
title.
Really
the
rare.
RJ queen of the county.
The county.
You know what? Thanks.
You own a better county title too. Like, whoa.
You know what? Thanks for letting me know. Of the
Thank
county.
You. Yeah, not even
I gotta
you
go.
Didn't even go state.
No.
Just the county.
Just the county.
Yeah. How many?
Do they bigger RJ Queen in the neighboring county.
Kenny Rogers song, Coward of the Counties.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
RJ Queen of the county.
Yep.
Damn. Yep. That is not a title you should look for.
No, it's not.
I feel like county beeholes are not as well kept to as city beeholes.
Well, there's not as many choices, you know? There's not as many choices.
RJ Queen of the county. Amy.
Hmm. Hi.
Hi, you had a comment on this one.
Yeah, this is kind of like traumatizing. Well, kind of. It's definitely traumatizing as well.
You also see your dad's beehole?
No, it was his dong. So he, God rest his soul, he had a real bad drinking problem. And he, come to find out, was sending his pictures to one of my good friend's mothers, and
Wrong girl. And yeah, he unfortunately did pass away from his drinking problem, but and I don't know, I feel for the girl that went through all that, and I just she's not alone, and I just wanted to let her know that.
Yeah, a lot of dads out there have accidentally sent dong pics, I guess.
Jason.
Yeah, Jay.
Hi. Hey, hey man. Hey, dude. Hey. How you doing?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know if you heard that one. That was a lady whose dead dad sent penis pics and died of alcoholism.
Yeah, do you know? yep. Funny normally, thing yeah, about funny, it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We're trying to figure that one.
Yeah, all I asked her was, oh, you've seen a picture of your dad's penis. I didn't ask if he was alive.
You didn't know the
backstory. I don't know if that really even mattered.
Let's
to the
just
stories.
Google the definition of screening.
In fact, I don't think she even confirmed that she actually saw that photo. I mean, I know she did.
So here we go. Just to recap you on what screening is involved.
Yes. Yeah. From now on, I'll ask.
The evaluation or investigation of something as part of a survey to assess suitability for a particular role or purpose.
Yeah. Well, she saw a picture of her dad's dong.
Right?
He was halfway right.
Dad, alcoholic.
She added in all that.
Yeah.
So next time, every caller now I'll ask, is this person
was your dad an alcoholic?
Do they
alcoholic?
Have a drug problem? Have they lost a baby? Have they gotten in a car accident? Do they have any outstanding tickets or warrants? Have they murdered anybody?
That's a key one. Have they
honestly,
murdered anybody?
I guess this is what I thought was happening.
Not with everybody.
Okay. I mean, I just thought that was part of it.
Sometimes I get to the gist, but I don't ask if everybody's alive.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So I think more often than not, it shouldn't even come up.
Right. Right. I get it. Okay. We get it.
And
we're making sure. That's all.
Just clarifying, you know.
Yeah.
Just clarifying.
You never should have trusted me from the get-go.
No, you know. Mm. No.
Screening.
Just pay attention to what that means.
Yeah, I'll just need the definition again.
If you just look it up yourself, maybe that'd be great.
It's not the one about the movie, though. So just,
the second one to evaluate and interrogate.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jason. Best of luck.
Always a good chat.
Goodbye.
Bye. All right. Our next one comes in. We go from dads to moms. Mm. And this guy says, I think I busted my mom cheating on my dad. And I'm not sure what to do with it, which is why I'm emailing you guys. So first up, he says, it's not like I was snooping. But my mom and I have phones that are identical. I heard what I thought was my phone buzz with a text message and realized it was hers. There's no password on it, though. Mm. When it opened, I saw her text message screen with some rather disturbing and graphic messages from some guy named Jack. For the record, my dad's name is David.
Okay.
Now, I feel this like massive burden on what to do from here or if I should do anything at all. Do I talk to my mom about it? Do I tell my dad what's up? Do I use the info to negotiate a new car from her?
Oh, wow. My God.
He says, I'm kind of kidding about that last part.
Sort of. Kind of.
What do you guys say? Please let me know.
Yeah, don't blackmail your mom.
Yeah, don't blackmail your mom is a great piece of advice.
Dad could be aware of Jack.
You never know.
Dad could know of Jack.
Yeah, but Dad might like Jack, too.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes. So you can see the messages Jack's sending to Dad.
Yeah.
Jesus. Dad likely doesn't know of Jack, if we're going to
Okay, but
she doesn't have
time,
any password or protection.
Like, password.
She can just pick it up anytime.
No password. You actually put the person's name? Like, it's Jack? Like, Jack texts you and your notifications pop up and a banner pops up with the message? It's like,
what if her dad is Jack?
Exactly.
Oh, it's like some sort of weird role play or something.
Yeah, they're really freaky.
God, you just read your parents' sex play.
Yeah.
Really freaky.
Probably stay out of it.
You think just leave it alone?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do. Oh, my God. So weird to even think of.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, like I said, you have no idea what's going on in life. You know, Dad might have cheated on her 15 times. and you don't know.
So if the Breister
all together,
if you saw, you know, your mom's cell phone, you wouldn't say anything to the Breister about it.
I might say something to my dad about it.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but I wouldn't say anything to my mom. Like, what I'm saying is, I saw the Breisters cheating. I would maybe say, "Hey, what the hell are you doing? You're old." You know,
maybe just ask what that's about.
Yeah.
Like, hey, your phone is unlocked.
Could you say something just as simple as, "Oh, mom, hey, I thought that was my phone, but I saw you got a text from Jack."
Yeah, who's Jack?
Who's Jack?
Yeah,
you definitely
just, like,
could
keep
just
it
say
like,
that.
As if you don't know, you didn't read it.
Yeah.
Hey, mom, who's that Jack guy who's texting about you sitting on his face?
Yeah. Maybe not that far.
Maybe not that far.
Maybe not that far.
No,
does Dad know about him?
No face sitting. Should ever be mentioned.
I mean, it just sucks because I don't know how old they are. I don't know anything like that. But it's just putting yourself in the middle of what will probably end up working its way through normally.
I mean, the dad would see it eventually anyway. It seems
odd.
Yeah,
because you're just incredibly
trusting or
dumb with your phone.
Yeah, I think the second you say you got a text from Jack, you'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you'll either see her be like, "Oh," or
"Oh, that's your dad."
God, that's probably in a weird, crazy way the best case scenario.
And honestly,
that it's sexy role playing.
Right
now, he's pretending to be someone else.
Because now that I think about it, Jack is just a made up name, right?
So like, even that's not probably the dude's real name.
I don't
is
think
cheating?
So.
Well, if she's that dumb to not have a password on her phone, she's that dumb to put his real name in her phone.
You're right.
There's a chance there.
Mm. Wouldn't his dad's number come up? Like, you know, you'd
it
see
would.
It.
Oh, yeah, I can't, unless you change the name
like
of that contact.
I don't think that they go that
Jack.
Far.
If you don't have a password on your phone, you're not going in and changing names.
Yeah.
Who are we kidding here? Tyler's with us. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's your take on this?
I basically busted my mom out to eat with a guy one time having dinner, and I basically called her and busted her, and she said she was somewhere else, but she was actually there. And I ended up just going to her and kind of telling her, "Listen, you either tell my father what's up or I kind of have to." And she took it from there and did the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, it is something. I think
they split up.
They did.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, I was older, so it was one of those things where it sucked. But I mean, it is what it is. Like, I was over my 20s, so it was kind of like, you guys, as long as everything's peaceful and you guys just split up like adults, it'll be cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is there is some truth to that right there. It's like, listen, everybody's grown up.
Right.
Let's just go be happy. Like, why are you doing all this stuff and hiding it? Just find your happiness. Go be happy. You know?
Jason's now putting at the end of every call, "Everyone is alive."
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You better believe it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's nice.
Good to see. Colton is with us. So, Colton, what do you think?
Hey, so I am 30 years old now, and when I was 18, I found the same type of stuff on my dad's laptop.
Like b-holes or messages?
Messages between him and another woman from his work, and I was so, like, mad at the time, so I brought it up to my brother. Sure enough, we brought it up to my mom. It caused a whole messy situation, whole messy divorce. And so, yeah, 10 years later, they are divorced. My dad is with that same lady that he was cheating on my mom with. So.
Okay, so do you think there could have been a different way to handle it that it would have ended up, like, without as much drama?
Maybe. I know that he had some recent strikes on his record as far as cheating with my mom.
Ah. That's what he did.
Yeah, it was like not out of nowhere.
Yeah. All right, Colton, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Someone said, "Caught my dad looking for Craigslist whores when I was using his laptop. Accidentally saw the history in the search bar. But," he says, "I will take that to the grave."
Their business is their business.
Tough find.
That is a Craigslist
tough one.
Wars.
Yeah, that is a tough one.
Real bad.
Yikes.
My God.
All the things. I mean, I think the previous emailer who saw her dad's beehole, that's probably the worst thing you could see. Yeah. But that second, dad looking for whores.
I'd rather see a beehole.
You'd rather see a beehole?
Oh, what I'm
your
saying
dad's
is,
beehole?
Well, no, like, if I saw what? A beehole and it wasn't like, it had nothing to do.
No, it's your dad's beehole that he meant to send
I've
to
seen
another
my dad's
dude.
Beehole.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, my dad would do the goat right in front of you, drying off in the middle of the hallway. The Breister is different.
I mean, somebody texted in saying that they saw their dad performing on another man.
Oh, wow.
I think that would be worse than the beehole.
Oh, yeah, actually in the act?
Yeah.
Yes. Right, and I guess to me, it's like she saw this beehole after the dad and mom had already been split up. It just confirmed that dad was into guys. To me, I'd rather confirm that my dad is into guys than go through the whole thing of, like, my parents are splitting up and all of that stuff, and I'm in the middle of it, and I've got to tell my mom. Like, I'd rather see, oh, there's a beehole. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. To each their own.
Yeah.
I guess. To each their own. Next message comes to us. He says, hey, guys and Lisa, love the show. I'm late to this one because I can't listen live to the show here in Okinawa. But you guys were asking listeners the other day about the craziest things they've woken up to, and I had to share my story with you. So I am a flying crew chief in the military. I fly with the planes whenever they have out-of-country missions to perform maintenance.
Okay.
So a few months ago, we were flying into a country in the Pacific on, no joke, this haunted jet.
Okay. That sounds terrible.
Yep. Per usual, I'm asleep on the bunks in the back when I feel someone grab my shoulder and shake me awake violently.
There's no one there.
That's right. I open my eyes. There's no one there. Mm-hmm. Everyone was at the front of the jet. Seconds later, though, we hit some of the worst turbulence I've ever experienced in my life. I was literally floating midair in my bunk. It dies down long enough for me to jump out into one of the jump seats and get strapped in before we hit even worse, multiple waves of turbulence. That ghost is a homie for waking me up in time.
Question?
I never would have had time to brace myself properly if I wasn't awake already. Yes, go ahead, Chuck.
Is it a chance maybe that first initial grip was just one piece of turbulence that sent him kind of flying
and woke him up?
Probably.
Yeah.
I guess it could be.
Yeah, probably.
No, it's Homie the Ghost.
I know. Homie, I think he should ghost. Probably just... I'd rather find a logical explanation then a ghost grabbed me. So I'm going to go with you just, like he said, it was seconds later they hit another set of turbulence. My guess is the very first one was turbulence.
Yeah, instead of a ghost.
You love a homie ghost, but I'm going to just.
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt that the jet might be haunted.
Yeah, I mean, possible. Who knows what has happened on the jet?
I guess he gave us apparently you can look it up where it talks about everything that's happened on this plane, but not really, is this what it is? The legendary haunted?
Yeah, it's a KC-135 Stratotanker. I mean, but who knows? It's an hour long. It's on an hour long podcast. You know, and who knows what they're going to say. These are military dudes
exactly.
Making their own videos.
Maybe in our spare time.
Yeah.
Check it out.
I mean, hey, anything is possible. You know, I believe in UFOs. So, like, anything is possible. Could be anything. But I'm just saying, when it lines up, you already have the spooky stuff in your head, right?
Right. One more tale of waking up to something crazy. This guy said, prepare to peg. I was listening to your podcast. You were talking about the weirdest thing you've woken up to. So when I was in college, I would sleep over at my girlfriend's dorm room. She shared it with another female roommate. Both had separate beds, of course, that were kind of high up with like a desk underneath.
So you had to, you know, get some clearance before you hit the ceiling. Early on in the relationship, I slept over. I kept waking up hearing something. And then I looked over to her roommate and realized she was basically speaking in tongues in her sleep.
Oh, that's not what I thought it was going to be, and that's terrifying.
All of a sudden, though, she sits bolt upright in her bed, putting her head through the ceiling. It was those crappy tile ceilings that you can just push up. I panic. She's still speaking in tongues. Her head's now in the ceiling. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I couldn't even make a noise. Slowly, with her head still through the ceiling, she started to turn towards me, still speaking in tongues. I am surprised I did not piss myself right then. But then after a minute or so, she just lays back down.
Back to sleep.
And goes to sleep. Needless to say, I stayed up the rest of the night out of pure terror.
I mean, she obviously she had a night terror, I believe. And if you just you watch a night terror, that's
you
scary.
Speak in tongues?
I think you can. Yeah, you can just just whatever.
I don't want to hear
do whatever.
Anyone.
Mostly
ever
it's screaming.
Tongues,
so. Mostly it's screaming.
Amber just talks about sales at the mall. And
yeah,
stuff
that's
in
nice.
Her sleep, and that I can deal with.
To me, when you find out someone has night terrors, you really have to evaluate.
That's a hell of a thing to deal with.
Is this worth sticking around?
You've got night terrors?
Because some people attack.
Right, and we've heard that.
During night terrors, which is why, like,
he
should have just
the bad guy.
Tried to be quiet.
And he did.
Like,
and
I'm
he was.
Here. I'm not here.
When the body starts to turn towards you.
Just pull the covers over your head.
That's the way to deal with it, Jeff.
Yep.
Just pull the covers over your head.
I'm not here.
If you ever want to reach us, you can. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. We'll take a break when we come back in just a moment. Where has a triple X motel been shut down? How did a drunk driver break her previous record? And Texas Roadhouse, not America's most loved restaurant anymore. What's the new winner? We'll get to that and much more after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
An off-duty pilot traveling as a passenger had to step in and provide assistance after an airline captain suffered a mid-air medical emergency. A pilot from a different airline stepped in.
Do they have verification? Like, this guy's like, I'm a pilot!
I don't have to
carry something with them?
Yeah. Crazy thing to not be a pilot, though.
You crazy people
I'll take over!
There.
Yeah, there are some crazy
people. You have to make sure. Okay, sir, you're a pilot, you say?
I don't know what I was lying completely. I was joking,
sir. If you take over the tower communications for us, please,
I don't know how to... Do you talk into this thing? Yes. I'm not really a pilot.
90613, come
hello,
in.
Hello, hello, tower. Hello.
Yeah, what are your coordinates?
Oh, coordinates.
Yes.
Yeah, we're up in the sky.
Which runway would you like to land on?
Whichever one's got the least amount of planes on it, I suppose.
What's your current 20?
I don't know what that means. They got a pilot here. He's all passed out. I was joking around. I told him I'm a pilot.
You're in there now. You're still going to have to help land this plane.
Oh, God.
A good point, Lise. Hopefully they did.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Back here with you on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Coming up, Where has a triple X motel been shut down? How did a drunk driver break her previous record? And Texas Roadhouse, no longer America's most loved restaurant. What's the new winner? We'll get to all that as we check the news.
Sir, news from the underground.
And I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. You know that we have, next to the radio station here, a place I lovingly refer to as Murder Motel.
Yes.
Lots of stuff has gone down there over the past couple of years, including a couple of dead people.
Well, it's called Murder Motel for a reason, because of murder.
And honestly, there was a time when I would see state troopers in the parking lot every morning that I thought, this place has to be shut down soon. Right? There's only so, they only deal with that for so long before they're like, okay, we got to shut it down. Well, there is a place, I guess, just like that, that they've decided to shut down. This one, they call a triple X rated motel, known for its drug business, but also known for its prostitution business. Sure. This is in Atlanta on a stretch of Old National Highway in College Park. And here's the story on this now from 11 Alive News.
Our children, police tell our John Sherrigan, is just one of many businesses they're targeting.
Police call it one of the worst, most dangerous businesses on this stretch of Old National Highway in College Park. So it's one of the first, they say, that they're targeting to crack down on crime.
There's not even a sign out front of the business. This is Motel X, as in X-rated, rooms for adults only, on Old National Highway and I-285. Oh, but it is a place of homicide.
That is a brand way to bold yourself. Motel X, adults only.
Listen, can I be honest? It's in better shape. Because it has a paint job and stuff.
Well, it looks like they just did a paint job.
With the purple trim.
Yeah.
Yeah, like then I thought that this was going to be. Because when you see some of the places around here that are known for prostitution.
Oh, my God.
It's the worst you've ever seen.
The most rundown places.
Prostitution, police say. Where some families with children even live. In dilapidated rooms in back, along with black mold.
I mean, it's horrible because people are only here because they have to be. Not because they want to be. Most of us, anyway.
Deneen Brand has lived here in her one-room rental with her four children for 3 years. They moved in here before, she says, the owner installed stripper poles behind the doors painted purple. The Motel X website advertising 2 hours for $20, nice. Each room complete with a stripper pole. But the business is closed now. Residents still here have until April 27th to move out because of the police raid last week, along with the Fulton County Board of Health.
This hotel has been on our radar for quite a while.
College Park Police Major Lance Patterson.
Thefts, shootings, homicides, unfortunately, prostitution concerns.
The Waffle House manager next door, Roosevelt Ware, had to lock his restaurant's doors permanently and take orders for takeout only. He's glad the motel is shutting down.
Wow.
A first step, he says, to restoring the neighborhood where he grew up to the neighborhood he remembers.
Yeah, it'll shut down some of the issues, but you'll hear gunshots at least twice a week. It starts from Thursday on.
Major Patterson says this bust is meant to send a message to the whole neighborhood.
We'll continue to look at other locations in the city where similar complaints are being made, and we'll take similar action.
We are working to reach the owner of the motel for comment. He was just one of the people cited or arrested during the raid.
What sucks about that is there are people that are like forced to live there because of situation.
Oh, sure.
And they're going to be told you have to now find somewhere else to go.
Yeah, this has got to be a pretty bad place for the manager of a Waffle House to be like, it is crazy.
You're right. Because
that
usually
tells you everything.
The Waffle House is the craziest place.
Right.
Let's see. They still have a Instagram.
No.
Oh, no, they used to. It's gone. Taken down.
It's gone.
$20 for 2 hours.
And there's places down the street here, not Murder Motel, but other places that advertise by you can rent
like
by
an
the hour.
Yeah.
Because I kept seeing different prices flash on the screen. I'm like, why would that be so different? And then realized what it was.
Yeah, like there's a lot of what I would say are more like motels.
Damn, they did these whore rooms nice.
Yeah, they really did.
They sunk some money into this.
They did. But, I mean, not enough.
You can't like make four rooms look good and then have the rest have all black mold and like think you're going to get people to.
Damn, for just $10 more, you can add wine, chocolate, and flowers and balloons.
I'm so glad for Amber's sake.
You know where Dave wants the vacation.
Dave didn't find this place before they shut it down. Because
what
this
a deal.
Was Dave's idea of romance at one point. So
look, they got strobe lights, stripper poles, yeah. Beautiful
yes,
showers.
They got the best strobe lights and stripper poles in Atlanta.
Look oh, at that. Man. I mean, that's nice.
I don't know.
Is that a closet?
No, that's a shower.
Yeah. Shower. They definitely like spent some money on some rooms. But I think at Murder Hotel they did the same thing, I bet.
They did, and they put all those fancy lights
in. Yeah. They probably cleaned it up in there, but these guys, they legitimately painted six doors purple and then redid six rooms. And then the rest of them are just, like, one didn't even look like it had a way to shut the door.
No. They only cared about the hooker rooms.
Yeah. Well, they were probably the only ones bringing in the real money.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, this place does the same thing. I think it's $300 a week.
Right.
Yeah, $350.
Yeah. So you can rent by the week if you choose. And probably there's a lot of people, you know, going week to week.
Yep.
Just living there. A lot of these cheaper places, they're like that.
But I mean, I will drive down some streets where it's like, okay, this isn't even like a big main street anymore. And you'll see like motels on the streets that I have to assume are from a time long ago.
Yeah.
Like maybe like the 50s or something like that, when I guess people thought staying at a motel was like luxurious, but they're still open. There's still stuff going
been
on.
Stuck in time.
You know?
Oh, there's so many.
And I have to assume that it is just that, where it's like someone's paying like $300 a month to live there.
A couple of teachers in some trouble. The first one we told you about when this happened, a junior high teacher in Hazel Park, Michigan. He's been sentenced to 2 weeks in jail. He's the guy that didn't want to go into work, so he left a bomb threat on his desk.
Oh, yeah.
Right in front of a security camera. This is the dude here. Paul Thomas Jacobs, 40-year-old dude from Livonia, Michigan, arrested after someone found a threatening note. The note threatened a bombing at Hazel Park Junior High School. This guy had been teaching at the school for 2 years. He was arrested after police searched the building. He confessed to the crime after security footage showed him placing the note on a desk for someone to find. No bomb was found, but they did have to cancel school as a precaution. He was charged as a misdemeanor count of violent threat against a school. He was sentenced yesterday. He has to spend 14 days in jail and then 2 years on probation.
Okay. Is it because they know he probably won't make it 2 weeks in jail?
It doesn't look like he will.
Yeah, it almost looks like my tasting boy.
Yeah, you're right. It's unfortunate for the tasting boy. And in Southwest Florida, meantime, another teacher up to no good. This teacher at Port Charlotte High School in Charlotte County was removed from the classroom after she was drinking White Claw during the class.
Well, that's how you get by.
Ain't no laws for the class.
Oh, it's true. Present that in court.
A photo got circulated on social media for more than a week until they finally figured out where it came from and the teacher's classroom that it was in. They're not identifying this lady yet, but they say the situation is under investigation. Unfortunately, sorry, teachers, I know you want to, and I understand, but you cannot drink White Claw in school.
I hate to say it, but I have to assume there is a certain percentage
of people that are drinking in school.
Yeah,
oh, you
to
know
get
it.
Through it.
Oh, absolutely. You know it.
Yeah.
What went wrong for an Australian weatherman who was broadcasting live from a farm? We'll get to that when we come back in just a moment. Also, the details on National Wine Day. And there's a new America's Most Loved Restaurant. That's all coming up after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Ladies, here's a nightmare for you. You fart and your uterus blasts out of your vagina.
That's not how it's supposed to work.
No.
Emma's in Boston. Did your sister fart her uterus out?
No.
Okay, well, what happened to her?
It happens, I guess, more often than we all think. So she had a reconstructive surgery, but they said she's going to have to go to physical therapy. And they have you put in this device and you play a video game with it.
Oh, we talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about
that. Yeah, like the Kegel Kegel, whatever it is.
Super Kegel Brothers.
Yeah. Chuck, what are you up to?
I'm playing a video game right now.
But you don't, you're not using your hands. How are you getting all those bonus points?
I'm jumping.
Are you using telepathy to do that?
Nope. I have a controller in me.
In you? What's the purpose of that?
Strengthen my Kegel muscles.
Oh, all right, let me try. Here. Give me the controller. Put it in. Yes, I'm Luigi. Let's go save the princess.
Two players now.
Oh, it's kind of weird how you just squeeze it. Jump and run.
Yeah, you gotta be careful because it can go wrong.
Oh, here's Bowser.
Oh. Poop myself. That's how you lose.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Back here with you on Dave and Chuck the Freak. As I was getting into this business, you guys recall that I had to fill in for this TV weather person on a morning show for a while. And it was the one where every day I'd be at a different location, you know, a carnival or some event, and then doing the forecast. It sounds like that's what this guy does in Australia. It's the Australian version of the Today Show, and they had their weatherman out at a farm to do a live report, but I guess the smell was so horrible, the dude couldn't stop gagging.
Oh, no.
And this is how it kind of played out here.
Let's check out today's weather with Tim from Merton in Victoria. G'day, Timmy. Beautiful morning there.
Oh, is it smelly?
Yes, the air is very fresh here this morning, Carl. I can confirm. My goodness me. We've got some cattle that we're hand feeding. Sorry.
No.
I've got a case of the gags happening here. But I'm just going to dive straight into the forecast, if that's all right with everybody. Cairns, a possible shower developing in 27 degrees today. Brisbane and the Gold Coast today. Fine and sunny conditions. Sunny as well for Sydney and 20 degrees. Canberra, some morning frost and partly cloudy, 14.
So he kind of gets through it for them.
This one just keeps turning around on me, and I'm not sure how I feel about that this morning.
Oh my goodness.
This is how I feel when I would show being a clown.
Sorry, Em.
She's back in the day. My auntie needs horse racing stuff. She used to pick it up. We used to pick up the droppings in the sawdust and whack them in the bin.
Somebody had hands.
There's a bit of chafe and molasses. It's good for your skin. Just rub it over your skin, Timmy. It's beautiful.
This guy's talking about the anchor.
He's talking about rubbing.
No, I know. I'm saying, like, what is he's going crazy. On and on, like, busting his balls.
I think he's trying to make him throw up.
Oh, yeah, look, he's going to throw up.
He's Brookie.
Oh, it sounded like he did.
It sounded like he did.
I guess they said one of those cows had real bad diarrhea and just had let go right before he went on the air.
Incredible. Whoa. Well, that's why when it turned around, he got nervous. Because I bet it just.
Oh, yeah, like a shotgun. Putting a shotgun.
Because if that would have happened, he was done.
He just walked off. And like you're there for the shot.
And
then you do your weather or whatever.
Cow is covered in diarrhea.
It is. And I bet it smelled.
But the rest
terrible.
Of them can handle it. They're used to it.
Just, of them are covered in diarrhea.
They probably put their hands up cow's butts. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy's like, oh my God.
This has been Dave several times on the show.
Not from the smells, just from what Chuck has made me watch.
Yeah.
Church of Fudge.
Egg shoot.
Jesus.
Yep.
I don't even want to think about it.
Yep.
Happy National Wine Day, everyone. Just maybe wait until after work to celebrate. Until then, here's a few facts to tide you over. Red wine is our favorite type, followed by white and then rosé. The most popular reds are Merlot, Cabernet, Pinot, and Red Zin. Top mistakes we make when drinking wine, holding the glass by the bulb instead of the stem. You should hold it by the stem, not to affect the temperature.
Right. This is not part of my wheelhouse.
I don't know a lot of people care.
You know which part of the stem is, right, Chuck?
I do. Okay. Yes. Yes. I do.
How many glasses of wine do Americans usually have in one sitting?
Six.
9% down a full bottle themselves. Okay. That's five glasses. Okay. So you're pretty close. The average person drinks over 3 gallons of wine a year. We have been drinking a lot more. 50 years ago, Americans drank half that much.
Yeah. Wine just puts me in a mood. It's like a real,
like a
depressant.
Oh,
for me.
I'm not a big wine drinker anymore.
How much does a good bottle of wine cost? 42% of Americans say anything over $10 qualifies as nice.
Careful.
Been buying nice wine all this time.
Yeah.
In a blind taste test, they asked Americans, do you think you could tell the difference between a cheap bottle and a really good bottle? Only 36% of Americans think they could.
I honestly think that anyone who says that should instantly be challenged in a public forum.
I agree with you.
Because I think it's...
I think there's a couple of people in the world that absolutely can.
Oh, yeah.
Real wine, connoisseurs that know their wine.
Sommeliers for sure.
The average person, I'm pretty sure they could not. Between the affordable steaks, the massive margaritas, and their fun atmosphere, it's no secret that Texas Roadhouse has been a popular place for years. In fact, it has always, in the past several years, received the highest rating on the American Customer Satisfaction Index as America's favorite restaurant chain.
Hmm.
Is it not that
they've
anymore?
They've got the cinnamon butter.
That honey
cinnamon butter, whatever it is. Yeah, that leaves me satisfied.
Despite this acclaim, another chain has crept up on Texas Roadhouse's popularity and just stole the crown as America's most loved restaurant brand.
So this is a sit-down restaurant.
Yes. These are like fast casual places.
Yeah. Oh, God, what is it going to be?
You'll never guess.
No.
I don't think we have them here. I'm not sure. Oh. Maybe we do. I haven't seen them. First Watch.
Nope. Never heard of it. Heard,
no. First Watch specializes in breakfast and brunch. It is the new highest ranked restaurant chain on Yelp's list of the 50 most loved brands.
No idea that was a chain. And there was one of those when I lived in Arizona.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When you said First Watch, I'm like, that breakfast spot?
There's one here.
Oh yeah, I see it. There. It just came up. Ann Arbor.
And one in Novi. Oh. I've eaten at it before. Good breakfast.
Yeah. You liked it?
Yeah.
So there's a couple locations. That's it.
Oh, there's one in Troy. Yeah, there's some around
here. Wow,
there's,
no, I've just never seen it.
I've never heard of it.
Well, looks like you got a new place to try.
Sam went hungry.
Look, I'm going to do.
Oh, my God. You had me at Tacos Al Pastor Hash. Hi.
I mean, that looks delicious.
Crab and avocado toast.
Pass.
Bananas Foster French toast.
It's starting to get a little bit better.
Make a good waffle.
$1 million Bloody Marys.
The breakfast looks awesome.
It looks really good.
Well, so they must, I don't know what. Well, people go there and obviously they're happy with everything.
Steel cut oatmeal, guys.
Al,
something for everyone.
Steel cut oatmeal. Yeah,
I got something for everyone.
Ooh, they got chickichangas.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds fun.
It sounds amazing.
Got an early bird?
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, I guarantee it.
For Al, it would be 3 a.m. I'm not sure they have that.
Yeah, super early.
They got lots of good stuff on the menu. So this review site didn't look exclusively at restaurant brands in compiling this list. It also included grocery stores, clothing stores, and other retailers. Overall, the most beloved chain is Trader Joe's. But First Watch received the highest ranking out of all the restaurant brands. It was founded actually in the 80s in California. It's since expanded. There's now 470 restaurants in 29 states. Texas Roadhouse still has way more. They've got 621 restaurants. But First Watch has been growing rapidly. They've got an expanding footprint and seasonable menus that capitalize on high quality ingredients. And they think that's why it's so popular.
You know what I love? Breakfast. Anytime. Yeah. Anytime.
Other brands that have seen big jumps, Nothing Bundt Cakes. That's the name of this place.
Okay.
I guess they just do Bundt Cakes.
Their cakes are phenomenal.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, they're really good. Because I was like, a Bundt Cake? What? No way. Mm-hmm. And then for our baby shower, they were like desserts. So they brought us some of the leftover Bundt Cakes to the hospital. And I'm going to tell you, I was so hard to resist just eating every single one of those.
Wow.
And sharing
Bundt
them with
cakes
my wife.
Got you through, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen these today. Before. Look at this.
It's, just it's like a fancy cupcake, really.
What a funny idea.
Just nothing but Bundt Cakes.
Yeah, but they are very good.
They got Buntinis so and Buntlets.
Huh. I'm like, Bundt Cake? What am I, like a 90-year-old woman?
You know what, though? Look at the amount of icing is perfect for me, like per little slice.
Oh, and they've got good flavors. You understand. After Nothing Bundt Cakes on the list, where did I see it here? Kung Fu Tea. It's another one that's really taken off.
Hmm.
Haven't heard of that either.
No.
Kung Fu Tea. I've heard of that.
It seems expensive.
It does.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Tea.
Hey, welcome.
I hope tea. I don't.
Fresh, innovative, fearless, leading tea brand.
Huh. I'll tell you, the one thing I'd have a hard time going to is just a place to get some tea.
Oh, well, it is.
Like, it's all of the good teas.
Right?
It's all the stuff that Stella would want.
Yeah. So they do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break. And when we come back in just a moment, what's up with the Asians? Why are some people going to smile classes? We'll figure it out after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
What caused chaos in the skies?
Diarrhea.
If you must know.
Oh, wow.
An EasyJet pilot was forced to make an emergency landing as the pilot was stuck on the toilet with diarrhea. The flight was approaching the airport, flying to the Scottish capital. An alert was issued requesting an emergency landing.
Diarrhea.
I'm cleared for landing.
You know what's wrong? I've got the diarrhea. Make way!
I wondered if you could notice anything when he was making his announcement.
We hear them.
We reached the 30,000.
Sound like
feet.
Is that the pilot?
Is there a whale on the plane? It's like whale making sounds.
Well, sounds like someone's stomach, but that can't be it.
Oh, God.
The co-pilot announced that the emergency response was due to the captain becoming quite ill.
What was it?
Diarrhea, if you must know.
This can't be the first case of
pilot diarrhea.
It's definitely not.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak. It's time now for What's Up with the Asians?
Many people in Japan say that wearing a mask for 3 years of the COVID pandemic has made it difficult for them to crack a smile. So they're now paying for smile lessons.
It's a bit weird.
I guess we didn't wear masks for that long.
No.
And so it didn't, we didn't really have any.
Chuck, what are you doing over
Chuck,
there?
What's happening?
I forgot how to smile completely.
Okay, here, taking a picture. Chuck, do you have to sneeze, dude?
No, I'm just trying to. Just give me a second.
Okay, all right, let's go. Here we go. Are you pooping? What's that face? No, Chuck, smile. Are we going to smile?
Oh, I got it!
Okay, no, you don't.
Show him a picture of a naked man.
Oh, there it is. There it is. So there are actually smile educators offering classes on how to smile without looking awkward.
Wow.
Students are taught how to stretch and flex various parts of their faces and even their neck muscles to smile properly and convey happiness because they have actually forgotten how to do it.
You know, one of the weird things about having kids in this, like, time is I've seen the development of what I would say is at least my daughter's social media smile, where I see her smile all the time just normally, but if she has to take a photo, she has like a certain
pose,
like make sure that her dimples come out and like puts her, like I'm like, and it's immediate. It's like bang, right into it. Like social media smile, activate.
So this smile educator who has so far taught 4,000 people how to smile. And what's wrong, Dave? I'll save him! Just been cursed.
Yeah.
Smile classes.
The hell of a thing.
Oh, smile.
See you tomorrow.
That'll do it.
That's going to do it for us here.
Yeah, we're out of here.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Dave's going to have a couple more smokes.
Make sure you join us next time and you stay safe on the streets.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
I think everyone should say penis so we can take away the negative power of the word. Yeah, so everybody?
Penis.
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 Thank you for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.